Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Excuse me, man, I'm just waking up. But nevertheless, I'm reloading! Welcome everybody to K100 Internet Radio. Hold on, cue the background music. Ah, so sweet, so simple, so with easy, does it? Welcome everybody to K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial in on the phone lines. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial in on the phone lines. Got a fun show coming up for you today. Episode 131, you dig? Yeah. Yeah, have a little fun with it, you know what I'm saying? Play with it a little bit, you feel what I'm saying? Want to remind everybody real quick, 2010 is coming to an end. Yes, it's officially coming to the end. It's going to be a party. And all that good stuff. You understand what I'm saying? So what we're going to do is review the year. That's what episode 131 is all about. But before I do that, need I say more? K100 Radio is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. All right? Chainless Entertainment is my independent record label and media empire. My own little personal world that I've created. Welcome to it. Thanks again for tuning in. With that being said, this is K100 Internet Radio Talk / Indie Music. We do mostly talking on the show. It's a talk show-based format. Let you call in to give your opinion about various subjects. 131 episodes, 14,000 downloads and plays. I don't know how many other stats I got, but I'm creeping up the chart. Thanks for the support. But I also want to remind everybody that this is a music station. I don't know what the fuck is going on with the independent artists. I don't know where these motherfuckers get off thinking they don't need internet radio or blog sites like this one, like BTR sites. And I don't know why these cats ain't sending me all their music in. But like I said, I've got a ton of music that I always play and spin myself from Chainless Entertainment. All right? And I'm going to keep that up until some of these knuckleheads get off their goddamn high horse and send me the music. But if you are an artist or if you know anyone that's an artist, tell them to send the music to k100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio at gmail.com. All right? That's the official email for K100 Radio. You can send me your music in the MP3 format, not Windows Media, not Wave, not AI, MP3 format. All right? And also, we take suggestions about the show, feedback about the show. That's the central email for K100 Radio. So get your music to me. If you're an artist or you know an artist, tell them to get it to me, k100radio@gmail.com. Moving right along. We're also on Facebook. We're also on MySpace, myspace.com/K100Radio. If you're on Facebook and you're not my friend, do a search for Blizzum. Become my friend. You'll see my personal page, like my music page. All right? Over 60 songs for you to download to your iPod or throw in your goddamn in your playlist or whatever to rock to. And then you'll also see K100 Radio, all right? Or you can just do a direct search for K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger, that's us. That would be us. Don't give a shit. Also, want to remind everybody that we're going to be starting a new year. We're going to be not changing necessarily the format, but I'm going to be doing a little bit more with the music and stuff. Got some interviews lined up. You know what I'm saying? For the new year, my homie Blood Raw is going to be coming through. Finally talked to him and got him and lined up with that interview. He's going to be telling me a lot about what's going on with his career and some of the things that go on with him departing ways from his CTE label and all that. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. So that's going to be one of my first interviews of the year. So I'm going to do more interviews and all that. You feel what I'm saying? All right, so that's what's coming up for 2011. It's been a hell of a ride for 2010. This was my first year on the air. Started in May. Got popular quick. Went up, went down. Some people like it. Some people got offended. Of course, you know, I don't give a shit. But some people love it, some people hate it, and some people are still on the fence. I'm trying to convince you to stay with me. Want to send a shout out to everybody that's been riding with me though for 2010. Hopefully you keep riding with me. Also want to shout out everybody else that's been doing the Blog Talk things on the radio. You feel me? All my fellow Blog Talk members, all the people who's downloaded my music. And I got one major announcement coming up. Once again, I got one major announcement coming up. The world premiere of my new video for my song Bet the House will go down this new year, this Friday, New Year's Eve at 12 noon. Once again, the world premiere of my video Bet the House will be coming up at noon Eastern time this New Year's Eve. I'm going to be blasting the hell out of it. So you have to see something to watch or check out before you go out and party and get fucked up for New Year's. You feel what I'm saying? All right. Want to remind you, I'm going to be blasting that, saying it out constantly throughout this show. So if it gets on your nerves, it gets annoying, but I don't give a shit. All right, moving right along. Episode 131. It's going to be a pretty fun show. Hopefully the phone lines get filled, and I got to make sure I don't, hold on a second, hold on. Yeah, I got to make sure that, I get everybody, I hope everybody don't wait till the last hour like they normally do to call in, because I want to get everybody's opinion, you feel what I'm saying, on the show, and on, this particular episode, because, everybody knows Time Magazine is a reputable, news, not as reputable as it's going to get, and, So, for anybody who feels a way about where I'm getting my info, I'm getting it from www.time.com, Time Magazine. If you never heard of that magazine, you're probably not in my demographic anyway. Kill yourself. I'm probably going to be talking over your head for 90% of my show. But for the most part, check out timemagazine.com. This is where I'm getting my information so you know that I'm not making up shit. You feel what I'm saying? These are just the numbers as they stand, all right? And we're going to be doing, they got one page, the top 10 of everything. You feel what I'm saying? The top 10 of everything. And if you're my Facebook friend, I'm going to post a link real quick so you can follow along with me for this particular show, all right? So right now, if you're my Facebook friend, go to my Facebook page. If you're on the K100 page, you feel what I'm saying? Check that out. And this is where I'm deriving all of my data from. All right? This is where I'm getting all of my data from. Hold on. I'm typing it right now as we speak. Hold on. For tonight's show. All right. So now, you see that? It says this is tonight, the site for tonight's show. This is where I'm getting my info from. Because they got a lot. They got a top 10 of everything in a whole bunch of different categories. And so I'm going to talk about some of their top 10s. See if you agree, and also get some of your own personal assessment of your year of 2010, all right? 347-934-0966, that's the number to come call into the show. 917, I see you all got your hand raised. You'll be up first after I read the synopsis. For those of you who've never tuned in to K100 Radio, basically I read down a breakdown of the show and the questions I'll be asking. So here we go, episode 131. The year is almost over and done with, and I don't know about you, but it flew by yet again for me. This year flew by really fast, and I had a whole bunch of shit going on, from personal shit, music, the starting up K100 Radio. I think is really what made this year. I'm at 131 episodes, man. You feel me? And that's my homie Nooney. I'm coming to Nooney Jr. first. That's my homie Nooney. He said that's him on the 917 number. Nooney, I'm getting ready to open your mic. Let me finish up this synopsis, and I'm cracking into you, homie. The main thing that made the year fly by for me was starting up K100 Radio. Because before that, I mean, don't get me wrong, I was already a busy person, working a full-time job. I'm an active parent. All kinds of stuff, you know what I'm saying, going on. Coach a little league team. Do music. You know, all kinds of shit, man. So I'm already up constantly busy. Not to mention, you know, the occasional, you know, I'm just a busy guy. Yeah. like that. With that being said, it flew by for me. Now, my year was filled with ups and downs. For those of you who know me personally, y'all know what my major down was. Not really a down. It probably is a blessing in disguise, but I'm dealing with that. As I reflect back on it, it seems like the whole world was kind of on a roller coaster ride for 2010. So with that being said, for this episode, I will take a look at Time Magazine's top 10 of 2010 for various categories and discuss them on the show tonight. From the top news, political stories, sports stories, songs, movies, and entertainment news, I'll give you the list that Time Magazine posted, and I'll see if you agree with Time's assessment of the year 2010. And, of course, I'm rolling with Time because Time, they got that clout. They got enough clout where I can roll with them as a news source like that, all right? Then I'm going to ask you these particular questions. Here they go for 131. What was your top moment of 2010? What was your personal top moment of 2010? What was the worst thing that happened to you in 2010? All right. What was your shine? Where'd you shine and where'd you, where was it not so much of a shine? You know what I'm saying? Overall, was 2010 a good or bad year for you personally? This is the personal question I'm going to be asking you. What was your favorite song in 2010? Of course, you know we do music over here, so that's just what was your number one song in 2010? Mine, of course, was Bet the House. You dig? I made that song in early 2010. I'm finally getting ready to world premiere the video this Friday. So, of course, that's going to be my favorite one. It's my shit. You don't like it. Fuck you. What news story did you feel was the biggest story of the 2010 year? By far, I think the whole news-wise had to be the oil spill. The oil spill was just, I don't know if you're going to be able to top the oil spill, and that was actually one of Time's number ones, and we'll get into that. Did you accomplish any of your goals for 2010? Now on Thursday, I'm going to do the whole New Year's resolution type episode. You feel what I'm saying? But for 2009, I'm pretty sure you made some resolutions. Did you accomplish any of those? I want to know. All this and more as I review the year of 2010. All right, let's go. First up, I'm going to open up the phone line to my homeboy, Nooney Jr., and let him engage in this conversation with me. Nooney Jr., what's happening, homie? Ooh.
What it do, 917 New York, we in the building, homie. You already know it's a dirty south thing, but I get it in, man. I get it in for real.
He travels coast to coast, man. The man travels everywhere. Last time I talked to him, he was in Minneapolis, and then who knows where the fuck Nooney. Let's do a goddamn where's Nooney, like where's Waldo around this bitch. Where's Nooney? No one knows, but the man is out there, and he's off the chain. This is my homie Nooney Dream from the Nooney Dream Show. You going to crank the show back up after the new year, your show?
Yeah, man, I'm actually going to start it up around my birthday, man. I just been taking a break because I've been traveling hard, bro. I've been making beats for a bunch of artists and,
I've been doing
a lot of stuff, man.
Hold on. Can I get a Nooney Jr. beat?
Yeah. All day.
Now y'all heard, right here, K100 Radio. Live, I got about 10 people on the line so far. In the very first 15 minutes, that's pretty decent. All right, y'all all heard Nooney, and this is being recorded. And it's going to be downloadable. Nooney just said on the show, I can get a Nooney Jr. beat. Are we clear on that? Everybody heard that? Are we clear, Nooney? Right?
Yeah, we clear. We just got to make sure it's good enough for you, because you know, I don't think you're on my type of level. You know, I'm from the south. You know what I'm saying? You like the hip hop thing.
But Nooney, I was raised off. My favorite lyricist is Scarface. He's the best lyricist. No one has topped that album to fix lyrically in hip hop yet. Eminem has came close with the Marshall Mathers LP. So I grew up listening to UGK. All right, I grew up listening to Trick Daddy. You feel what I'm saying? I grew up listening to Outkast. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on the Clan.
A-Ball MJG. I'm so tired of balling.
Right.
Too many bitches on my dick.
Okay, so look. You gotta, don't assume that by flow pattern, I can't crush a down south beat, because I crushed a down south beat.
I didn't think that you couldn't do it. I thought you wouldn't do it.
No. That's not it at all. I may get somebody to do a hook. I may get you to do a hook for me, because I don't really. My voice is just not built for the dirty south crunk hooks. My voice ain't raspy enough. But I'm murdering the 16.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
But hey man, check this out. I'll be honest with you, bro. I make all kind of music. See, that's the thing. I'm not really a beat maker. I'm more of a composer, you know, because I play live instruments. But you know, I am straight up New Orleans big band type of guy. You understand what I'm saying? Back that ass up type music all day.
Right.
You know,
right.
But at the same time, I can do the classical. I can get real deep on the chords. I can get real R and B-ish with it. You know. Soulful with it, you know, it's nothing.
Well, we're gonna see what the Blizzom Nooney Jr. collab sounds like. It pops off. Of course, you know it's gonna get blasted, promoted all over Facebook. I want to remind everybody once again, because we got a couple people tuning in right now. 347-934-0966. My homie Nooney Jr. is on the line. I'm finna get into the episode. One reminder, everybody, once again, this Friday at noon, I'm world premiering the video for my song "Bet the House." World premiere. This Friday at noon, I'm blasting it out all motherfucking day. This Friday, noon, be on your Facebook. Be looking for your text messages. The world premiere of my song, or the video for my song, Bet the House, is going motherfucking down. You understand what I'm saying? The video is ill. I shot in Las Vegas. I shot in Florida, Panama City, the Bangin' Bay, my hometown. And I shot in Atlanta, where I'm staying, where I'm residing at. Three cities, chopped up. The song is ill, all right? Y'all gotta fuck with me, man. Y'all gotta promote it. You know what I'm saying? I'm Nooney Jr.'s friend. He knows I'm gonna put it in the Nooney Jr. group. I'm gonna put it on the K100 group. I'm gonna blast it all over Facebook. This Friday, world premiere, Bet the House video, all right? Episode 131. Let's go, man. We're talking about the top 10 from 2010, all right? And Time Magazine has a real in-depth story about all of them. You feel what I'm saying? It's got like, it breaks down crime stories, Facebook trends, food trends, tech trends, the news, the movies, top songs, political stuff, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? So it's got about 30 different categories of top 10s. That's why I'm representing this one particular site, so you don't have to bounce all around. The only other site that I'm not gonna, that it doesn't have, that I'm gonna reference today, is YouTube. I got the top 10 YouTube most watched YouTube moments of 2010, and we're gonna get into those. All right. So my homie Nooney Jr. is on the line. First, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna break down Nooney. What would you like to talk about for the top 10? First of all, which one would you pick? You want news stories? You want sports? You want music? What you want? And then we'll go ahead and go through
Chrissy's column. We're gonna run with news stuff. I mean,
right.
I'm trying to even remember what year this happened in. Haiti,
right.
Man, to me, you know, Haiti.
Right. So you say Haiti is. Let's do the top 10 with my homie Nooney Jr. Everybody else that's on the line, I'm coming to you in down the order. 361 is up next, then 912-269-713 and 678 in that order. I'm gonna get to everybody though. Everybody's call will get answered on the show, all right? This is just a complicated show that we're going to be doing tonight, but I'm going to get to everybody, all right? So the top 10, hold on, it's loading up the – okay, so it says the number one news story was the BP oil spill. That's what it says, Nooney. I'm going to give you the whole top 10. Number one is the BP oil spill, all right? Number two is the rise of the Tea Party. What the fuck? The rise of the Tea Party, they did come back and take over the Congress and shit back from Obama with the help of the Tea Party, the Republicans did. So I guess, you know what I'm saying, this is kind of like new, this is U.S. news, this is not world news. So I guess if I did world news, let me do world news, all right? And I'll do that instead of just U.S. news, because then that would, okay. All right, now you're right. The number one world news, the number one world story was Haiti. So you pick. This is the number one world news via Time Magazine. So you was right. Haiti was the number one world. Then the second was the WikiLeaks with the guy telling all the U.S. secrets. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. The number three was the miners in Chile, the Chilean miners. All right. The guys
right.
That got stuck down in the fucking mine in Chile and shit. That was number three. Number four was the floods in Pakistan. All right. Number five is North Korea's, you know, shooting that missile off in fucking South Korea. That was number five, which that should be a little bit higher because that could end up being World War III. South Africa's World Cup. The World Cup was number six. Some shit that happened in Yemen That's where all the terrorists are at. All right. Something over in, oh yeah, over in Europe, that when they changed the retirement age or something, then people rioted and tore that motherfucker apart. That was number eight. The drug war in Mexico. The drug war in Mexico, that's number nine. And number 10 was the shit in Thailand when the people tried to overthrow their government. So the first top story was Haiti, which was number one. And you get that as saying that that was the number one news story in the world to me. I think that Haiti and the BP oil spill was kind of like, if you're in America, that was like neck and neck. You feel me? The rest of the world might not view it that way because they just gave it to you from a world perspective. But if you're in America, because when you go to U.S., when you go to the U.S. news, it's number one. All right? The top news story of 2010 for Americans was, the whole BP oil spill. You feel what I'm saying? And so, oh, hold on. Did I lose Nooney? Ah, he'll call back. So I lost Nooney, but I'm going to, oh, there he is. All right, Nooney.
Yo.
Yeah, all right, you're back. So look, so you said that, why do you feel like Haiti was the top news story for you? You actually picked it before I even looked at that list. I hadn't even looked at that one.
I feel like everybody that I knew, and that's including, you know, white people, black people, old people, young people, military people, military deployed overseas, rappers, singers, drugs, it really touched everybody. Like, everybody knew about it. Everybody heard about it, you know, it was something that appealed to everybody.
I think you're right. I think in the grand scheme of things, people were more just maybe glued to the TV more with the shit in Haiti than the BP oil spill. You feel what I'm saying? Maybe because I'm from Florida and so many of my people was affected by the BP oil spill that it really, I had homeboys who had been D-boys for 10 years,
now,
and they got jobs cleaning it up and all kind of shit. So it really was more.
See, you gotta remember, you know, like, I got 1,000 family members.
Right.
With, you know, in between New Orleans and Pensacola.
Right. So
I mean, you know, like me, you know, it's one thing for my family to deal with it, but, I mean, everybody I knew, people from, I mean, I knew people in Iraq that was talking about that. You know, they weren't talking about the oil spill. They were like, man, fuck that shit.
Okay.
You know, they weren't even talking about it.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was around with, you know, I think the oil spill is catastrophic. I mean,
yeah.
When you start messing with the environment, see, them the type of effects. You know, you don't really see the effect of the oil spill right now. You know, you're going to see it in the long run. You feel
yeah.
me?
Yeah. Yeah. So I will say that I watched more coverage of the Haiti shit because it was just, wow. I was like, damn, that shit is, I was like, it was kind of like watching Katrina at the end of the day. Everybody who went through Katrina, everybody who was watching when Katrina went down, you really didn't leave your, you couldn't leave the fucking TV set. And you know, you were there around the area where people had to live through it. You feel what I'm saying? But
right.
I think I was glued to the TV set a little more. And I was more intrigued by the Haiti thing, but I think the BP oil spill just had a bigger feel because, like I said, it was kind of personal and it touched a lot of people that I knew. So I'm going to go ahead and ask you these questions, and then we're going to go to the rest of the calls. Of course, you know I'm going to leave your mic open because, you know, I always leave my BTR host mic open. You can co-host the show with me tonight as long as you can stay on the phone, all right? So the first question I have for you personally, Nooney, is what was your top moment for you personally in 2010?
My top moment, I gotta say, it was having some beats up for consideration on major labels and major artists projects and stuff like that stuff. Now the stuff ain't coming out till 2011, but you know, I got at least 6 tracks that's gonna be on some major. And when I say major, I don't mean like they're better than us. I just mean like these are guys who are just like me and you, but they sell 300,000 copies every time they drop.
Right.
Or they sell 600,000 or whatever the case is.
Right.
You know?
And that's big. Okay. So what was your what was your low point for 2010?
My low point had to been just thinking about my little girl passing. You know what I'm saying? Every time August comes, I always think about it. Every time September and August come, that's when I'm thinking about my pops and my little girl, you know what I'm saying? I always think about them. So around that time, I was kind of depressed. You know, I want to jump off of a building, you know what I'm saying? But fuck, I ain't do it, you know what I mean? But to me, that's always a low point for me. And then some other things happened, you know, the house I was in flooded and it caught on fire, and I had no house insurance. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that, but I had nowhere to stay for like 3-4 months. You know, people didn't even know that. You know what I'm saying? This year, Looney Jr., the baller, you know,
right.
the big time pimp, you know, the horologist. I had nowhere to go. You feel me? Like straight up. Because,
right. Right.
You know, like I could have stayed with a bunch of little broads or whatever, but man, I was on. My emotions were so messed up. I couldn't even be around people. You feel me?
Right, right, right.
So
I was
dealing with some shit. You know what I'm saying? I was contemplating death. You know, by self inflicted death. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Every day. So yeah, that was my low point in 2010.
Well, you done bounced back from it, homie, and that's what's popping.
Hello.
And this is the last question for you, and I'm going to the rest of these lines. Did you accomplish any of the goals that you set for yourself at the end of 2009 going into 2010? Everybody likes to set these goals and stuff, and I'm doing a whole show Thursday about New Year's resolutions and people, you know, it's a whole thing about New Year's resolutions on Thursday's show, 8 to 10 p.m. Back on K100. But for 2009, everybody likes to, if you did make a resolution or whatever, did you accomplish anything that you set out to accomplish in 2010?
I'm not too big on that type of stuff, man. I mean, I always just try to stay alive and not get murdered and not go to prison, you know what I'm saying, and pay my taxes, man. That'd be my goal.
Well,
you know? Don't
well if that's
no,
your goal, then you did it. Because you still here, you still out.
That's like an everyday goal. I'm always thinking about it. It's not like I didn't do it in 2009. Like, okay, this is what I'm going to do in 2009. But
right.
Yeah, if you want to count that, you know, I didn't get shot this year. I got shot last year. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't get shot this year. And, I didn't go to jail. I didn't get arrested. I mean, nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
Fuck it. I mean, that's what's up.
All right, that's the homie from the Nunez Jr. Show. The Nunez Jr. Show is going to pop back off, you know what I'm saying, when he's getting ready to, after he gets done traveling and after New Year's. But I'm going to leave the homie's mic open, you know what I'm saying, which is always a courtesy I extend to all my BTR hosts, all right? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Going to the 912, what's popping? You on K100 Internet Radio? What's popping? 912.
Southeast Georgia, 912, Brunswick, Camden,
yep.
Folkston.
I'll come back to him. 951.
California, Ontario, Chocolate, what's up? You on the line? Hello.
What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. You feel me? Who are you? You know what I'm saying? If you'd like to tell you, like, say who you are, whatever, I don't think you've ever called the show before. If you haven't, is it your first time calling K100?
Yeah, this is my first time calling your show.
All right, well, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. Episode 131. All right, we're talking about the year review of 2010, and I'm pulling all my information from Time Magazine's top 10 of everything 2010. If you're my Facebook friend or whatever, then you can see that I post up the link to where I'm pulling this information from, so people won't think I'm just making up this shit. We've got various topics and stuff, and I'm going to ask you some of your own personal ups and downs of 2010 before I go any further. But first of all, we got multiple categories that we can talk about, and I want to go through one of them with you. One category that I'd like to actually is songs. All right, everybody knows, like me and Nuni had a conversation. Of course, if you've been listening, about music, we both musicians in our own right. I'm an artist myself. I go by the name of Blizzum. Thanks for tuning into the show again. And I got the top 10 songs, everybody. The top 10 songs of 2010 per Time Magazine. And they are pulling their info from Billboard. All right? And if you want to argue with Billboard, kill your fucking self. Don't give a damn what you talking about. Ride around bumping, nigga. It means nothing to me. You ain't moving no units. These motherfuckers know. And you don't. All right? So, number one song. And this is my most, I ain't gonna lie, I love it. This is probably one of my favorite songs. The number one song was fucking CeeLo Green's Fuck You. Love that record, love that video, love the whole concept. Bitch, kill yourself. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was your favorite song of 2010 before I read the rest of this list? Do you have one?
I have to say Betrayed by Lil Boosie.
Okay, Betrayed by Lil Boosie. All right. Wait, yeah. Where are you from?
Lord, I feel like I'm a slave. You know, I've been betrayed every last day.
Okay.
That's my shit, nigga.
Okay.
All right.
I'm from California.
Are you from California?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting. See, a lot of people like think demographically, because you said that since you're from California, you would expect something from maybe a West Coast artist, whatever. But your top song is Lil Boosie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what's popular, because everybody, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's probably gonna answer this song, that particular question the same. When I ask them, you feel what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to go ahead and read for everybody that's on the phone line the rest of this list, all right? Number two was Janelle Monáe's Tightrope. I don't know how the fuck that made number two. Really? Number three was Kanye West's Power. And they're taking this information as far as downloads on iTunes and plays on radio, all right? Number three was Kanye West's Power, all right? Number four was Arcade Fire, Sprawls 2. I don't even, that must be a rock group. Anybody know who that is? Yeah, me neither. Eminem, Love the Way You Lie. I'm giving that props. That's a great record. That's the number five one. It was on the charts for so long, I don't see how the fuck that shit wasn't number one. But whatever. Number six was Yesayer, a rock group, a song called Ambling App. Number seven was another rock person named Jonesy, Animal Arithmetic. These are the top songs. Number eight was Drake, Find Your Love. All right, number eight got Drizzy at the top 10 for the year. Number nine was someone named Elizabeth Cook, All the Time. I don't know what kind of music she does, but these are just per downloads and spins. And number 10 is Sleigh Bells, somebody named Real Real. So these are the top 10 songs from a download perspective. Now, I also, just because when I read that list, I was like, I opened up another one, which was a consumer's choice. This is what the people picked. And the top 10 songs that people picked, not what Billboard said or not what, because you know radio isn't controlled by the average person. It's controlled by higher-ups. But the top 10 songs for that people picked was number 10 was Rude Boy by Rihanna. Number 9 was a Lady Gaga song named Bad Romance. Number 8 was OMG by Usher. Number 7 was Break Your Heart by Tyle Cruz. Number six was Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars. Number five was Need to Know You by Lady Antebellum. Number four was Airplanes by B.O.B. That's shocking. Number three was Nothing on You by B.O.B. He's got four and three from the People's Choice. Number two was Love the Way You Lie by Eminem and Rihanna. And number one was California Girls by Katy Perry. So those were the people choices. And the first one listed I read for 2010, that was from a compilation of Billboard, iTunes downloads, and all the kind of technical data. But nevertheless, it is what it is, all right? So, from the 951, I got a couple questions for you. Like to hear them? Here they go. What was your high point for 2010, all right? What was your top moment for 2010?
I have to say passing my national certification for pharmacy tech.
I like it. Now letting you know if you're fine or not, and we may have something. Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I need her phone number or something. Well, I got it. I'm not going to jack your number and just call you randomly, maybe. What was your worst moment for 2010?
My worst moment,
yeah.
I would have to say probably moving back to California.
You don't like California?
What's I love California. I love it.
Well, why would that happen? Oh, no job. Well, see, that's not
yes.
the same thing as having. Well, you got to say specifically not having a job. Not having a job. That's the bad part. But I can't see nothing wrong with living in Cali. I don't understand. I don't know.
All
I don't.
What's bad about it is the price of rent.
Oh man, crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And yeah, and yeah. Well, that. But still, I mean, it's California.
Shout out to all my niggas in the military who get married to a chick from San Francisco on purpose just to get high. Hello.
I'm lucky. Yeah. I actually did that myself.
Not the only one.
Yeah, everybody knows my story. Whatever. what was did you accomplish any of the goals that you set out, caller, in 2009? Did you accomplish any of your goals that you set out?
Yeah, I accomplished, all of them, really, except for finding a job.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that'll come around. You still got plenty of time. It'll happen for you. You feel me? All you got to do is keep at it. I know that's not paying the fucking bills, but that's the only thing I can come up with. News story to you. What was a story that happened on the news or whatever that really stuck out to you? And I'll go to the next caller.
I would have to say the drug war in California.
The drug war in California or in Mexico? Yeah. Which one?
Well, in Mexico, but, you know, it impacts California a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I've lost a lot of friends and family to it. So I'll honestly have to say that one.
Wow. Well, that's a big story. Depending on where you live at, if you live in the southwest area, you feel me, of the country, or California where it's a high... If you live in South Texas, like Texas around the border, I can imagine that kind of issue and that kind of story would be a lot bigger to you.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? I think Blizzard might be having a technical difficulty. I don't know what's going on with him, but you can hear me, right?
Yeah, she can hear you. That was my connection. My bad. That was that was my internet connection. I don't know what happened. It dumped out on me.
I was finna shoot the shit for about a good 3-4 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened. That was my internet. Now my bad, everybody on the phone line. Yeah, that was my internet connection. No. That was my internet connection. I don't know. I host my show through Skype. If everybody knows what that is. So a lot of people host their shows through the phone lines, but I like to host it through Skype because I get to have stuff like background music and shit like gun effects and shit when I do it this way, because it makes it easier to have all this other shit going on. But anyway, so I was back to my point before I fucking Comcast bootleg ass fucked me up. The story down about Mexico and shit, you feel what I'm saying? I can see if you live in the southwest area, immigration, stuff like that. It's all dependent on where you at. Like I said, me being from Florida and having a lot of family in Florida, the oil spill really touched home to me, because like I said, I had cousins and shit who ain't been nothing but D-boys their whole life. All of a sudden, BP want to pay these niggas $25 an hour. These niggas got jobs now. You feel what I'm saying? And so, it was like, I mean, people getting $5,000 checks and who ain't never worked a day in their life. I know family members who got $100,000 checks from BP, and they ain't get shit. You feel what I'm saying? So that oil spill money, that's a major motherfucking story if you're from that Gulf Coast. And so I think that probably has a lot to do with why I feel like that was one of my top stories, besides, you know, like I said, the Haiti shit. True indeed, it was more horrific and graphic and shit. You feel what I'm saying? But that oil spill shit, I've seen some of that oil spill money. Put it like that. You feel what I'm saying? I saw some of that oil spill money. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm rocking with that as one of my top stories. Stay on the line, 951, if you can. And we'll, at the end of the show, I like to have what I call the after party, when I open up all the phone lines and shit. So if you can hang around to the end of the show, when I open up all the phone lines and everybody can talk back and forth amongst themselves, I just kind of sit back and the show takes on a life of its own. It's the best part of the show. So if you can hang in there, will you please do that?
Oh, yeah, I'll be here.
That's what's up. All right, thanks. everybody, I'm glad I'm definitely keeping Nooney's mic open. He probably saved me right there. If my internet connection goes out, everybody, this is internet radio. I'm at the mercy of technology. Don't hang up. I'll be right back in about 30 seconds. From the 843, what's popping? And then 985
South
and then 361.
South Carolina.
What's happening?
Hello, hello.
What's happening, LL? Thanks, babe. For calling the show. My homegirl, LL, right here. Of course. Of course. Episode 131. We got a lot of stories that we can talk about for 2010. And, of course, LL, I'm going to ask you your own personal questions. I got a is there a specific category that you would like? If not, I got one that I would like to go to.
Okay, go to yours.
Okay, I want to do the top 10 crime stories. The top 10 crime stories of 2010. Number one was the motherfucking Jordan Vandersloot, this motherfucker that killed the little, killed the white chick down there in South America somewhere when she was on vacation. And, of course, Nancy Grace got a hold to it and sensationalized this shit. I can't stand that bitch. Yeah, I really hate Nancy Grace around these parts. If you're a Nancy Grace fan, hang the fuck up now. Because you're not going to like it. I can't. I just hate her ass. But she made it bigger than what it was. I mean, one little white girl gets killed and the whole world comes to a crashing in. But he's the number one story from a crime perspective. Number two was a borderline killing, some stuff that was going on down in Mexico, the Mexican killings, which was what my last caller, all the murders and shit from the drug war. That was the number two story. That's what my last caller said it was. Number three was the guy that tried to blow up a bomb on Broadway. Y'all remember that story? He tried to set a fucking car bomb, and they caught his dumb ass, stupid motherfucker, had the wrong shit in there, like to kill his goddamn self with his stupid ass. Number four was the guy who killed his wife. Who they say he killed his wife when they were skydiving. He rigged a parachute, rigged a parachute, so the motherfucker wouldn't open up and killed her husband. You know what I'm saying? That a chick did that. That was over in Belgium. They say she did it, and they put her ass on trial for it. Number five was the guy who abducted another missing white girl, Elizabeth Smart, her abductor. That whole bullshit story. I mean, really? How does that make the top 10? Number six was the goddamn the gay dude who killed himself. They're putting the guys on trial because the dude filmed him fucking some guy, his dorm roommate, filmed him fucking some dude and then put the shit on the internet and that motherfucker killed his damn self. That's number six. That was crazy right there. Number seven is China's epidemic of knifings. Motherfuckers over in China can't get guns. Guns are not readily accessible like they are. They don't have a pawn shop every other corner. So motherfuckers was going around on a stabbing spree in China. I guess we need to be thankful. Number eight was the kamikaze attack in Austin. Some guy just flew a fucking plane into a building. Y'all remember that? Yeah. In Texas, y'all remember that? I didn't even know. I thought that seemed like it was over 2010. But yeah. Remember down in Texas, all my Texas people, when the guy flew the fucking plane into the Fed building? That was 2010? I could swear it seemed like it was longer than, like, maybe 09. But that was 2010 when the motherfucker flew the goddamn plane into the IRS building. That's what it was down in Texas. Number nine, the army guy that fucking went ballistic.
Crazy.
Yeah, shot some shit up. You feel me? Number 10, the murder of Yearly Love. Oh, yeah, the chick at the University of Virginia, the two black dudes, they killed her. Them niggas is going to fry. You feel me? But the number one story was Jordan Vandersloot. I don't know if I agree with that whole assessment. You feel me? But I think it's interesting to hear about all the criminal crime stories and shit that goes on in this world. And for that to be number one, I guess that was the most talked about one. But I don't know. I think the Mexican drug shit by far tops that shit because that shit is just gangsta over there. So I'm going to ask you some personal questions, though, LL. How was your 2010? What was your high point for 2010?
My high point for 2010 had to be K100 hitting the airwaves.
You picked my high point. How are you going to pick my high point?
Wait a minute. You are so selfish. Why can't that be my high point? Niggas is just selfish.
No, I really, hey.
I like to see my people do big things. I like to see my people do big things and follow it through.
Definitely
I'm all about that. Yes.
Right. Definitely my high point. What was your low point for 2010?
My low point, I really didn't have a low point. I mean, I'm on a 7-year plan and I'm right on track, so I really didn't have a low point.
Okay. All right, so I guess my next question of, did you accomplish any of your goals set out, you know what I'm saying, for from 09, you accomplish everything that you try to, or are you on the right, at least the right path to accomplishing them?
Yes, I am. And see, like, I don't do like year-to-year goals because they seem to fall through for me. I've, you know, from past experiences. So when Barack got nominated, I said that I was going to do first a four-year plan and then an additional 3 years to further my education. The four years was to get my bachelor's and then to go to law school after I completed those 4 years. And I'm going into my third year. So I'm right on track. Before, my whole thing was, you know, for me and my family, yes, we have a black president. Yes, that's all well and good. That's great for my son to see. But at the end of the day, what legacy am I leaving behind for my family? Barack's doing that for his family, but what am I teaching my kids? And in those 4 years, if he only gets to do one term, in his term, I can say when we had a black president, I got my bachelor's, I furthered my education, and I went on. You know what I'm saying? And I went on. If he does another term, then I'll be through with law school. And that's what, you know, having a black president meant to me, you know, to further myself for my family, because he's doing everything that he can for other people. But, you know, that legacy is going to stay with his family longer than it will stay with any of our families if we don't take the steps to do what we need to do to further our families during his term.
True story.
The homie Nunez Jr. is co-signs that whole statement, and so do I. I'm big time fucking with that. That's real talk. I'm gonna ask you one more question. What I'm asking everybody. I'm gonna ask everybody about the top news story. What's your top news story? And I'm gonna go to the next call.
The top news story had to be for me. You said it.
What, the oil spill?
The oil spill. Because I'm from PC, so that was so close to me too. So yeah, that had to be the top news story for me as well.
Was that bigger than Haiti to you?
No, it wasn't bigger than Haiti, but it hit closer to home. So that's what makes it big for me. You know what I'm saying? Haiti's still far away, not that far away, but, you know, Panama City, something going on that close to Panama City, that's going to stick in my mind. Or that's going to stick closer to my heart than Haiti is.
All right. That's what's up. All right, so Haiti and the oil spill kind of got some props, and the Mexican drug war got some props. You feel what I'm saying? Stay on the line if you can, LL. I'm going to go to the next call, all right?
Of course.
Can't wait for the after part. I got so many people on the phone line. It should be crunk. From the 985 and then 361. 985, you on K100? What's popping?
Southeast Louisiana. What's up?
What's going on, man?
What it do, that
who is it? This must be Raspy Rawls.
Yeah,
oh, man, that's old brick throat bitch.
You know it. What's up, there, brother? What up, there?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show, homie. Real talk. You feel me? This is my first time. I didn't even have to. When I heard your voice, because my homie right here, this is my homie, Raspy Rawls. He's my Facebook. If you're on my Facebook page, look up Raspy Rawls and friend him. He makes music. He makes some thought-provoking music. You feel what I'm saying? But the dude's voice, his rap name totally matches his whole his voice, man. It's like, Raspy Rawls, you hear it, man.
Hey, man, that ain't always been that nigga rap name.
It ain't?
Fuck.
I like it, though.
Astrodome head looking ass nigga. Hey, I'm just joking, man. I'm just joking. Shout out to that nigga Bug. That nigga Harold.
That's all my name.
All right, so... Episode 131 with the homie. Alright. I got a lot of different topics over here that we can do a top 10 for Raspy. What would you like for me to pick? What would you like for me to go with? I've already had news stories.
You Which already know my mind. My mind travels far and wide, so whatever you pick, I'm gonna run with
it. Alright. Let me see, cause I know my homie be on some deep shit. Let me see. What can I pick for the homie here? I could do top 10 scandals.
We're not even gonna go to top ten for me. This is what I want y'all to do. All that shit coexists with each other.
It does, you think?
All that shit coexists with each other. They ain't nothing but the media. Them people control the media. So whatever the top 10 stories is, that's what they wanted the top 10 stories to be.
I think you might be right. I am pulling from Time Magazine, and Time Magazine is a media conglomerate. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Top 10 scandals. Looney Jr., Baby Mama, and Raspy Rawls.
Hey, Blizzard, you know, that's my little brother right there. That's like my little brother right there, new one, with his big ass head. That's like my little brother. Like,
All right, he saw
you was going through this down stage, I called him, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, get your ass up. I can't be losing you.
Right. And that's what we're supposed to do, man. We're supposed to look out for each other. Well, then, since you don't want to do a top 10, let me ask you your personally. What was your high point for 2010?
Losing virginity for the first time.
Ooh. I wish that could have been this year. My high point was actually the Lord taking a hold of devil had on me for my whole adulthood. My whole adulthood life, the devil had a hold on me, dog, and the Lord lifted that hold this year. So I see things in a totally different light now, man. So I'm blessed. I'm blessed just to be able to sit on this phone and talk with y'all.
Man, I like that. I'm fucking with it. And we all have highs and lows. That's life. What was your low point for 2010?
I peeped it out. This was about to fuck you up. My low and my high happened the same day.
Oh yeah. So what happened?
I was brought to my breaking point, October 25th. Uh-huh. I was brought to my breaking point, and it was either choose the devil or choose the Lord. You know what I'm saying? My best friend and the little brother I was fucking with kicked me while I was down going through some other shit. Noonie, I called him. I called Noonie that same morning.
Uh-huh.
They kicked me while I was down that morning. And they were the closest two people to me. Same day the Lord took all that hold off me. I forgave everybody that ever did me wrong. And shit, the rest is history. I'm moving forward. Pushing forward. I ain't got no love for everybody. I don't give a fuck what you did, man, and how you did it to me.
Man, that's what's up. And you know what? With that attitude, that will enable you, you feel what I'm saying, to face everything that happens from the future on up, from 011 on up, with solid ground. And once you have that kind of mentality, you become Teflon, because anything that anybody throw at you, including the devil, it will bounce off you a lot easier. You don't absorb it as much when you already have that sin.
Hold off my back.
Feel what I'm saying?
Hold off my back.
Yeah. So, but while I got you on the phone, I wanted to read a list. But what was your top news story that you think was the top news story?
You see, like my top news story is Haiti and the BPL still. Like I said, everything coexists. That is nothing but the depopulation that the powers that be already is trying to do. First, it was Katrina.
Uh-huh.
After Katrina hit, they hit the BPR, so they hate all that. They ain't do nothing but trying to kill everybody off, man. Y'all need to open your eyes up to the bigger picture. They're trying to kill everybody off. They want enough people here so they can control them and they can do the slave work for them. That's all that shit about. Man, that all rig, they already knew that all rig was going to blow.
Yeah. A lot of people goes with the 500,000. That's what they want the population to, 500,000, the whole Illuminati thing. You know what I'm saying, man?
It ain't really the Illuminati, whatever they call itself. You know what I'm saying? Give them a name. I don't really want to give them that much power to even say their name. But it really is powers that be. You know what I'm saying? That is really trying to. It's not 500,000, it's 500 million. Because the United States had 300 million.
I mean, 500 million, not. Not 500,000, 500 million.
Came out just the other day. The United States had like 300 million plus.
Yeah.
So that's just the United States. They won't live it.
Right. On the whole planet, that's their whole plan. The conspiracy theories is that the Earth, the powers that be say the Earth can't sustain itself with this many people, and some powerful people, some kind of way, want to reduce the population down from 4.6 billion to 500 million. You know what I'm saying? And it's in plans in the works, and they say they're going to be doing it through all kind of, and that's. If you believe it, yes, no, whatever.
No. That's not if you believe it or not. If you go back and text your facts, and you'll see, like, they got this shit called aspartame that they putting in baby food, all the sweet and low, all that stuff is a poison. It makes your bone ache. You know what I'm saying? They already put stuff, in position to where it's already taking effect. It just ain't going to be an overnight thing. So if we don't wake up and start noticing it and speaking out against it, you know what I'm saying? They just going to go ahead and slowly but surely knock us off.
Wait, you heard it, homie. You heard it here first with K100. If you didn't know, they're trying to kill us. They're trying to kill us, man. What you going to do about it? You going to participate?
I'm going to start this show, man.
Hey, I'm going to definitely tune in to you because I know yours. You know, I have shows, like I told my homie Rasper Ross, I have shows where I dig deep, and everybody knows we listen to K100 faithfully. I got 131 episodes up under my belt, 14,000 downloads and plays, and amongst a lot of my shows, I do have real serious topics and stuff like that. I told them, I said, man, I'm going to get them on here one day when I have one of these deep thought-thinking shows, you know what I'm saying, when I'm talking about life, the cosmos, the universe, and all that. Of course, like I told him, those be the shows that don't too many people call in because they can't, the conversation is going over their head, or they just rather sit around and watch ATL Housewives, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? And I have another one of those shows, I'm going to get you on the show. What's up?
I got a new stand for you. Whenever you're on one of those topics, I call it UFOing. I don't tell them to go over their head. I just call it UFOing. I'm hovering over y'all.
I take that. Stay on the line, homie. Let me get the rest of these calls, all right?
All ready.
All right, man. The homie Rasty Rawls. And check out my, he's one of my Facebook friends. He does hip hop, does rap. He's got that deep thinking rap. So if you're into that, you feel me? Send him a friend request and tell him you Blizzon friends and tell him you heard him on K100. And check him out. He's got some YouTube videos up and shit. You know what I'm saying? So he's doing his thing. You feel me? That's one time for the homie. I got one more listen. Get ready to go to the phone line. 347-934-0966. Once again, the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. All right. Something that everybody likes to do. I don't know how many people on the phone line like to do it. But I read the top 10. I'm going to frequently break and start reading top 10 lists all of these times. Top 10 lists. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm going to be reading this time the top 10 movies of 2010. And I'm going to go to Jana from the 361. She's up next. And then 404. And then 85 to 2850s and the 678s. All right. In that order. All right. But I'm going to read this list right here. The top 10 movies of 2010. I've seen a couple of these, mainly because I got kids. Don't judge me. Number one movie, of course, was Toy Story 3. And I gotta give it to Pixar. The motherfuckers, they some geniuses. I actually sat there with my kid, with my kids, both of them, and enjoyed that movie. Then bought them a DVD and watched it with them again. You feel me? If you don't spend time with your kids and do stuff like that, then you're missing the whole fucking point. Life, you're an asshole. Number two was Inside Job. I didn't even see that, so I don't know if it was necessarily good or not. Somebody hit me up on that. Number three was Never Let Me Go. I don't know what the fuck that is. That's some kind of like drama or something. Life During Wartime. That's a documentary. This is obviously not blockbuster grossing. This is like what they think. The Social Network, the Facebook movie. All right, the Facebook movie, that's number five, and I did see that, and that was pretty interesting, being as though I do a lot of Facebooking with me promoting the show and stuff like that. Just seeing how that whole thing emerged, that was an interesting movie. Number six is a movie called The Rabbit Holes, kind of romantic comedy. Another one is, I don't know who the fuck is making up these, Green Zone with Matt Damon. That shit was good. Hey, Nooney.
What's up, boy?
Did you see the Green Zone? Because I know you're in Iraq. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I saw that. I checked it out.
You think it was that good to make a top 10 of the year? I don't know.
Nah, man. I'm more of a Full Metal Jacket type guy, even though that didn't come out in 2010. But I like reality, you feel me?
Right. And another one is a documentary. This is across the world, though. So this is not just America, because they got stuff. This is called Four Lions. It's a movie about a Pakistani motherfucker that's defecting, tried to defect from Pakistan. You feel me? And so those are the top 10 movies that time did. I don't necessarily agree with that at all, because it's doing movies from across the world, not just America, and we haven't seen half of that shit. Who the fuck watches half of that shit? So I don't know about that particular assessment. I don't know. Jenna, you're on the line, 361. Texas is in the building. What's going on, Jenna?
Hey, what's going on?
Stand up.
What's going on?
What's going on, Jenna? Episode 131 for you. What was your highlight of 2010, personally?
Just seeing another day. Just living and breathing.
That's your highlight, really?
That's my highlight, yep.
Just living? I mean, nothing,
just living.
Nothing happened? Joining Zumba? What, nothing? You got nothing for me? You got nothing for me, Jenna, really?
I'm getting, okay.
I mean, you've
been
on the phone line this whole time, and you couldn't think of nothing at all.
Okay, well, there is one thing that I'm getting my priorities back in gear that with my health and everything. There's so much that happened this year. I put my health on the back burner, and I've just been getting that in line and eating right and exercising and just living better.
Okay. I'll take that one. Get yourself back healthy. Okay. What was your low point?
My low point would have to be my miscarriage earlier this year.
Well, that's pretty sad. How did you deal with that?
Some family members and some friends, they helped me out and just helped me deal with it and just try to move on.
Did you go to church or no?
Yeah, I went to church. That helped a lot too. I went to church with my family and friends as well. They showed me support.
Okay. Well, that and something like that, something that's that serious, you feel me, that is a real low point. Losing a child like that, you know what I'm saying? I could definitely say that would be a low point. Did you set out any goals for 2009 that you are accomplishing or in the middle of accomplishing or at least on the path of accomplishing right now?
I'm on a path of accomplishing it because I usually don't do this. I really don't try to set out goals and New Year's resolutions, but this year in particular, I did. But I'm in the path. I'm working on it. I'm not trying to, stay away from it. This is something I really, really want to do and I really want to accomplish, so...
Hey man, you know what? I forgot to say one of my goals. My goal is to improve my relationship with Miss Jana. Yeah.
That's one of your 2010 goals. I think I like that. Nothing wrong with that. last question, Jana. What was the top 10 news story for you?
It would have to be definitely Haiti. Definitely. That touched everybody. Haiti.
It touched
everybody. I mean, it even touched me. I mean, I even put in my donation and tried to encourage others to do the same. I mean, it really made you look at life and just cherish it a whole lot more to see what they're going through.
Yeah. From a world perspective, nothing tops Haiti. I just said that I picked the oil spill, like I said, because I knew a lot of people that was involved in it. But the Haiti shit, that was just sitting back watching that man on TV. Like I said, I don't think the only thing you can compare it to was Katrina and 9/11 at the end of the day. You can't really compare it to those in the past 10 years. The two things that I can think of that even you could put in the realm of the shit in Haiti was Katrina and 9/11. That's it.
And tsunami.
Oh, yeah, the tsunami, too. I forgot about
tsunami.
It. The tsunami. Yeah.
That's like 30,000, 40,000 people, man. It evaporated, man. Like, bam. Like, that was like a nuclear bomb, bro. You know what I'm saying? That was like the Hiroshima. You know what I mean? Like, pow.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to laugh at it, man, because it was fucked up. You know, I actually saw that with my own eyes afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was pretty fucked up. You know, pretty fucked up, buddy.
Yeah. I guess so. I guess
you know, I saw Trina face to face. You know what I
tsunami.
I saw the tsunami, man.
A lot of people died in a tsunami, but I don't know if it was sensational. And of course, don't mistake me for being a heartless bastard and saying 30,000-40,000 motherfuckers dying ain't something. That's not what I'm saying. My whole thing is it's sensationalized, I guess, which is of course like Rusty Raw said, the media controls what is deemed important or whatever, but it just wasn't as big a story like Haiti and Katrina and the oil spill. I don't know. And it was bad. I mean, Bill Clinton and George Bush got back together behind it. But I'm just saying, I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. I don't know. The synopsis,
it wasn't as big. It wasn't as big as the other stories, but it's still.
I wasn't saying it was big, but you said in the last 10 years nothing happened like that, and that's what I was talking about.
Yeah. I guess
but something again, like that did happen.
Yeah, you're right. I'm gonna get ready to go to the next caller. Hold on a second, and stay on the line, Jenna, if you can. All right, Jenna, what was your top song for the year?
Oh, that would be Queen. Bye.
Wendy. I got my people with me.
Stop fucking with me.
I'm in the club, fucked up. I got my people with me.
Queen by You and Rent Money Booty. I'm gonna go with
Rent Money Booty by Noonie Jr. and Queen by Blizzard. All right. Queen, releasing that song. And everybody knows that the sample that I use, that's used on that song, actually ended up becoming a fucking BlackBerry commercial this year. Out of all the fucking samples I could have picked, and so I was kind of upset about it. I felt like I found a gem of a sample to use for that beat, and then all of a sudden BlackBerry makes it a fucking BlackBerry Torch commercial, the fucking same sample. And so it kind of took away from it when I dropped it, because that BlackBerry Torch commercial came out maybe a month after I dropped Queen. But that was one of my favorite songs that I did of all times because of what I'm talking about in the song. If you never heard that song, Queen, if you're a black woman, a black female, and you're on this line, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the official show page for K-100. If you scroll down to the bottom, you can find a link to some of my music at the bottom of the page. Of my website, where you can find some of my music, and look up the song Queen. That's a song that every black woman, and it's funny that Jenna isn't a black woman, but I still nevertheless like the fact that she likes Queen. But every woman should have that song in their playlist. All right, it's a powerful song, and it's giving y'all props, and it's a big ups to y'all. And when a lot of artists like to tear y'all down and call y'all a bitch and hoe, I'm giving y'all some props and I'm bigging y'all up. So hopefully the sisters will support it. I had a lot of people. It's one of my top downloaded songs. One of my top ones, you know. So I'll give the ladies that. They did run with it, pick it up, download it, and play it a lot. It is one of my highly played and downloaded songs.
Hey.
So that song was hot. All right, I'm going on to the next caller. Thanks for calling in, Jenna.
Let me just say my movie right quick. It's a toss-up between Just Right and The Town.
I haven't seen The Town yet, but I heard that shit was good.
It was good.
My top movie for 2010 that I saw, and just because I'm one of these people who like to think, and I like when shit just kind of makes you think, was Inception. I watched that shit, and I had to watch that shit twice.
I actually saw that the other night.
Yeah, I had to watch that shit two times to get it. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But to me, that movie was great. You feel me? But I did thoroughly enjoy Toy Story 3 with my kids, man. You know, so that shit had me laughing. I'm a grown-ass man. But it was fucking... I think maybe because my kids was in there with me, I just had a good time with them. You feel me?
I know,
maybe
that's why. I was laughing right along.
But that shit was
kind of
funny, man.
It's kind of
funny. You know what I mean? I got a broad sense of humor. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have a fucking sense of humor, that's for you. That's for you. All right, Jenna, stay on the line if you can for the after party, all right?
All right.
Noonan.
Yo.
What was your top sports moment of the year? I'm gonna read this list next.
Man, you know what I'm saying, bro? I'm fucking with Michael Vick, man. On any moment, I'm fucking with Michael Vick, man. Oh, well, you know what? I mean, you talking about personally, or you talking about one that was in the news like that? I want to say LeBron James. Listen. Huh? LeBron James getting on that 3-hour show. Huh. Going to Miami, that was the top sport probably of all time. Like this year, like when LeBron James did that, that was the one that I think caught a lot of attention.
Right,
but
as far as
me personally, Noonie Jr., I'm fucking with Michael Vick all year. Period.
That's fine right there. Michael Vick's reemergence in the NFL, winning a starting job, playing at the high level that he's playing. Making a believer out of just why people deserve second chances in life is by far my most memorable, intriguing sports moment. Now, with that being said, And I'm looking at this list, and I don't know what the fuck. I don't agree with this list that Time has up. But it's like I said, this is where I'm going with my data. I think, because the thing with Time Magazine is a global magazine, so it doesn't just pick stuff that we deal with in America. Because it's got a lot of stories in here.
And
you feel
know, and like what a lot of people understand, if you're from Chesapeake, Virginia, you know, it don't just deal with what y'all deal with up on the south side of Virginia.
Right.
It's everybody. It's worldwide. It's, it's London, London, England, like all that soccer shit.
Yeah.
You got to remember, that's playing
a lot
of role
in
sports.
That's going to be one of the top ones. You feel me?
Yeah,
but the
you know what I'm saying? But hey, man, for my people, I'm telling you, it's going to be Vic and it's going to be LeBron James.
It's going to be, is LeBron James going to the Heat? The decision? Yeah. That's my number two. All right? The decision was my number two. All right? Now, I know a lot of you New Orleans people down there, the Saints winning the Super Bowl. All right? I know it's going to be your top one. All right? So if you're on the phone lines, you're from New Orleans, I know that's going
to
be your top one. You feel what I'm saying?
That's number three. Fuck. I mean, I'm just saying. Because LeBron James got talked about more. That shit got talked. They still talking about it.
They are.
They not talking about the Saints no more. They doubting the Saints, but I'm still riding with them. Who that? You hear me? I'm still riding with them.
I can't give you the clap for the Who That Nation because I'm a Tampa Bay fan and y'all in my division.
I ain't never even heard of Tampa Bay.
Oh, you did? Yeah, you heard of them. You heard of them.
I heard of the Orlando Magic. I heard of the Miami Heat, the Miami Dolphins. I heard of Miami Hurricane.
Okay.
I heard of Florida State.
Everybody was acting like that Super Bowl didn't happen. That number one rated defense for 3 years straight didn't happen. Okay, Tony Dungy didn't happen.
Now listen,
All right.
I'm gonna tell you somebody that I heard of was Mike the Truck Stick Allstott. Now I heard of him, but I don't know who he played for.
Oh, okay. Well, we're gonna figure that out for the show. 347-934-0966. Hit the number one if you're on the phone line and you haven't talked yet. All right, hit the number one if you're on the phone line and you haven't talked yet. 347-934-0966. I'm gonna read this top sports moments, and then I'm gonna go to the people who just hit the number one on the phone lines. All right, top 10 sports moments, episode 131 from Time Magazine. Remember, this is a global perspective, everybody, not an American perspective. All right, number 10 was making history, cricket history. The sport of cricket is really big over in Europe, and Joe DiMaggio's 56 game hitting streak, for example, and Wilt Chamberlain's 100 point game. That's it. But in cricket. A one-day double hundred, no man had ever done. So this guy from India, Sachin, I can't even say his last name because I can't even speak that shit. He that's like Wilt Chamberlain hitting 100 points and Joe DiMaggio hitting 56 games. If the sport of cricket, he made the top 10 list. He broke the record for the number of points and shit hit in a cricket game. And so that's the number 10 that they got. That's really big over in Europe. If you was in Europe, that probably would be high on your list. Number 9, the Winter Olympics. Some chick named Rochette. The guy dying from the bobsled shit. That was it. That's what they're talking about. Yeah, the Winter Games and the guy dying from the bobsled accident. I forgot about that. Number 8 was Wimbledon. It was a 3-day battle at Wimbledon. Who ended up winning? That was Wimbledon this year. That was the number 8 sporting event. Number 7 was the Saints winning the Super Bowl. Okay, all you Saints fans, that's number 7, 2010. Number 6 was the Ryder Cup. All right, that's also that's golf. You know what I'm saying? McDowell's winning the Ryder Cup. He came back and he was like a no name and he won that shit. You feel me?
What about Tiger Woods?
Yeah, he's not. Tiger Woods' divorce. We'll get to where that landed at. In the grand scheme of things, it wasn't a top sports moment, but it was a top story. The World Cup, Ghana losing the World Cup, they gave it away when they lost. That was number 5. Number 4, let's see, what is this? Football uses its head. They're talking about the way football is addressing the concussion issue. That's the number 4 thing. The way that football has changed how you can hit a quarterback And it's made the game a lot softer. It's made people, you have to go through all these concussion tests and all this kind of stuff right here. That's the number four top student news story, the way they're handling concussions in the NFL.
I got a comment.
Go ahead.
Man, did you know that they, like, voted Deion Sanders, like, the 13th best secondary player of all time?
I think he should have been ranked higher.
Did you know that they voted him, like, the 99th best player of all time in football history on defense? Like, that's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, why would he be 13? Who name 13 people that was? Well, I guess if you go all the way back to those old school.
Nah, man, nobody was better than Deion Sanders on that corner,
yeah,
bro.
He was the first shutdown. He was the first really truly shutdown corner of the whole 90s.
The nigga
he
shut really down one whole side of the field, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know how the fuck he gets 13 and then 99.
The only person that you could say was better, and I ain't going to say he was better. I'm just saying, if you want to have an argument, Rod Woodson. Hello.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. 13, but then again, when you say 13, I can see that because you got to go through all those old school guys like Singletary and A-Day
but look, and all those guys. But look, on corners, though, he was number 9 on corners. Come on, are you serious? Number 9?
Yeah, I don't know it. He should have been top 5 in corners. Who else today? I gotta see that list. I gotta see that. For all my sports heads, I don't understand that right there at all. Number three on the top 10 for Time Magazine. A college basketball Cinderella comes oh so close. The basketball championship between Duke and Butler. They're putting that as when Butler almost beat Duke. That story is the number 3 story. I don't know about that. That's crazy.
What about UConn girls, man? UConn girls.
Yeah, why is that? Yeah, why is that not? Why the fuck is that 80, not?
90 something games in a row.
Yeah.
Hello.
The fuck is wrong with time? Number 2 is the decision. The decision. LeBron's decision. The whole show and him going to Miami. That's the number 2 sports story for 2010. And the number 1 sports story was what? What? Are you kidding me? The number 1 sports story is when that fucking umpire blew that call. When that guy had that perfect game, he was about to hit a perfect game, and then the umpire blows the call and fucks up his perfect game. That's the number 1 sports story.
Bullshit. LeBron James' story weighed more than that. They just want the white person to get the number 1 story. It's a conspiracy. Hello.
I don't know if I should have picked Time Magazine. I don't know, because these motherfuckers are on some other shit.
Maybe next time you'll go with Sports Illustrated where they keep it 100.
Well, I tried to find SI, but see what I was trying to find one where it wouldn't be like all one-sided or demographical. So I went with Time because that spans the world. But then again, thinking about my demographic, I should have just went with like U.S. stories and U.S. sports stories. For the most part. Nah, but it's too late now. You feel what I'm saying? I'm already here, so fuck it. 850-527. What's poppin'? You on K100?
North Florida. Panhandle.
What's going on, man?
What's going on? Man, T. Lewis, I know you in the sports, homie. Did you hear that fucking list? For real? What's your top sports story?
Yeah, man. I heard that list, man. I heard you read it out because I had called it a minute ago.
Uh-huh.
Although I think the top sports story in all the sports. Let's see. I would have to say it's like LeBron because they really still making a big deal out of it right now. Because every time they have a big game against winning teams and stuff like that, they still make a big deal out of it. And you still have like NBA greats still talking about how could he leave and go play with D Wade and stuff like that and all that good fun stuff. And the fallout behind that is you got other sports stars talking about they going to the Knicks and stuff like that, like Carmelo and Chris Paul and stuff like that. So I think that's the biggest story right now.
Yeah, and you're obviously a basketball man. You feel what I'm saying? That was a big story. Another big story. If you're a basketball fan, I think Orlando is stacked, nigga. Stacked.
Yeah.
Stacked. Okay. You're picking up Turkaloo, Richardson, and Agent Zero, nigga. Oh, yeah. And the Heat, nigga, Florida finna run football for about 3 years. I mean, basketball for about 3 years. Damn it. Florida finna run basketball
Shout out to Dwayne Wade for shutting down Kobe Bryant. Hello.
True that. Uh-oh. I got a Lakers fan that hit the number one as soon as he said that. I get to you.
Yeah.
I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah, somebody heated about that. I was about to say, somebody going to hit the number one on that one.
Well, hey, he did shut him down. I mean, what? You feel me?
Yeah.
He shut him down. I mean, you know what I'm saying? D-Wade, one time, another one time for D-Wade and LeBron James and Chris Bosh for putting egos to the side, for coming together, making a monster team, you feel me, like that, for my Miami Heat. You feel what I'm saying? Big time fucking with them on that right there. I mean, really, though. You feel me? That's what's up right there, all right? For episode...
Mike Miller coming soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's gonna be the cap on it all. You know what I'm saying? So T. Lewis, what was your up of 2010? What was your number one up of 2010?
My what now? Say that again.
Your highlight for 2010. What was your personal highlight for 2010?
My highlight for 2010.
Your life personally. What was your highlight for 2010?
Let's see. What's personal highlight? Personal highlight. The big thing with me as far as personal highlights is having different career opportunities open up for me in 2010 that I'll be able to exercise next year. Just being able to see a lot more things and just the ability to be able to see a lot more things that I on the other hand wouldn't have been able to see in 2010. Those are my two big highlights, just being able to travel different places and stuff like that.
Right, right. So, yeah. Another one of my highlights, now that you said that, another one of my highlights is I went to Vegas, baby! And we got it in. Yeah. I had a ball. I went to Vegas, you feel me? And I had a ball in Vegas. So that was another one of my personal highlights. You feel me? What was your, what was the low point for you for 2010?
Low point, The low point I would say is of 2010. I would say one of the situations I got laid off and then I took a pay cut. That wasn't cool.
Uh huh.
I think a lot of people had issues with the whole economy thing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think in my situation there was a little underhandedness going on with that.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was probably a low point, but I think I bounced back pretty well from that one, folks.
Yeah, that's all. That same thing happened to me.
I'm about
a
to
lot
bounce
of people
back.
Me.
Bounce back.
Yeah, that happened to me too. Being put out of work. You feel me? Unexpectedly. You know what I'm saying? From the 9 to 5. You know the constant paycheck gig. You feel me? But I've been surviving in the midst of it all. I've been running the show. I've been doing music. I've been, you know, shot a video for my song and all that shit. You feel what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I'm bent about it. You feel what I'm saying? And it puts a financial strain on you, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Especially with me, it was kind of like I came in to work and one day expecting it just to be a normal day, and they like, yeah, hit the clock. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, all right. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of off kilter and balanced when it happened to me at first. You feel what I'm saying? But I mean, 2020. Hindsight, you understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm still here. I'm still maintaining. You feel what I'm saying? And so I'm not even really like it's been a struggle for me. But then again, what can I say? Hell, my light's still on. My car's still riding. I'm still food in the refrigerator. My kids had a great Christmas. I'm coming to you live and direct from K100 Internet Radio. Fuck them. You know what I mean? And I just shot a video, and I'm finna world premiere that motherfucker on Friday. Once again, the world premiere of my song, of my video for my song Bet the House will be this Friday, New Year's Eve, at noon. I'm going to be world premiering it on YouTube. I'm going to be blasting it out all over Facebook. So if you're my Facebook friend, be on the lookout, all right, for the video to my song Bet the House this Friday at noon, all right? I'm doing some last
and all my people, you will see it on my shit.
Yes, man. And the video at noon, you know, I'm going to get your honest assessment, man. You know what I'm saying? Of what you think about the video and everything. I want people to be brutally honest. I mean, I'm not dealing with a big, major budget. You feel me? It's YouTube. It's underground. It's independent. But goddamn it, I felt like I did the damn thing with the shoot and the editing process. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's a real hot video, man. So I'm world premiering on the big scale this Friday at noon, New Year's Eve. Give you something to look at and talk about before you get ready to party and go out and get fucked up. That's how I'm bringing the new year in. I'm killing these motherfuckers. You did?
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. If you're on the phone lines and you haven't talked to me yet, hit the number one and I'll come to your phone line. If not, I'm assuming that you're just on the phone line, ghost listening, checking out the show, which is cool with me. I got no problem with it. I got 20-something people on the phone line. I know I ain't talked to 20-something goddamn people yet. You feel what I'm saying? But it doesn't matter because if you don't hit the number one, I won't open up your phone line. I'll assume you may be at work just listening on your phone and you can't really talk. And I don't want to hear all your background noise or your cheering in the background, crying and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I won't open up your mic unless you hit the number one. But if you're on the phone line, 347-934-0966. Hit the number one if you want to talk. And I open up the phone line. Oh, I got one. I was going to go to the next caller also. 832, I see you. Stand by. Before I go, C. Lewis.
Yeah.
What was your number one news story for 2010?
Number one news story. You know what? I can't think of one right now, to tell the truth.
Can't think of one?
I can't think of one right now.
Why not?
I can't think, probably because I've been playing, man, I'm down here in the bed. I've been playing with kids the whole time during Christmas. That's probably why I can't think of one right now. So I like.
All right.
I can't think of one right now.
What was your number one song? What was your favorite song of the year?
Favorite song of the year. My song came late. Favorite song that I like right now that came out, Joe Budden got the song called Remember the Titans. I like that song right now. That's probably my favorite song right now.
I haven't remembered. Is that the one we've got the where it goes to all the hip? We go to all the hip hop. Is that that song we talking about hip hop?
No, it's not that one. It's
okay. He got one song I like. He got one song that came out with by hip hop that was real dope to me. I don't know how it got missed. Real dope.
Exactly.
He had talking about
Foxy and all them. Yeah. Talking about that one.
Yeah. He had that was a dope ass record. That dude, he killed that. And that missed a lot of people. So no Drake, no Rick Ross at the top of the list for you for 2010. Them guys crushed it this year.
Drake had some heat. Eminem had one song. Just Got Famous. I liked that song.
I gotta admit that the Love the Way You Lie, joint. Was a blockbuster record. I liked that record. You know what I'm saying? Even though that's not my favorite song off of that shit. You feel what I'm saying? That shit was on the fucking Billboard top 100 as far as being played like crazy. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I mean that song was a blockbuster song, I guess. You feel what I'm saying? They got the top 10 albums of the year, but like I said, I'm not gonna go with Times. I'll tell you what Times is, but I don't know how the fuck they. I think it's going from a critical acclaim standpoint. Then I'm gonna go to the 832. All right. But what they have down, you feel me, for Time Magazine's top 10 albums is number 10, Beach House by the Teen Dream. Name of the group is Beach House. Big Boy got the number 9 album, Sir Lucius Left Foot, Son of Chico Dusty. I heard that album. It was tight. It was dope in its own right. I don't know what the unit numbers look on it, but that was a good record. Number 8 is Yesir, Ah Blood. Number 9 is the Black Keys. That's a look like a rock group. I don't know who they are or something. This is the number 6 is The Age of Az, Suvani Stevens. I don't know who the fuck that is. I don't know who that is. It must be some alternative. It looks like from the cover, it looks like alternative music. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they might be like Third Eye Blind or something, or somewhere along that particular range. Number 5 is Drake. Number 5, Drake. Thank Me Later. All right. He made the top 10 on Time Magazine, which is a good album. It's a good album. I have nothing to say about the Drake album. It was a great record. He had a lot of good songs on it. Number four was the National with High. I don't know who that is either. LCD Sound System. This is happening. I don't know who the fuck that is. How the fuck is that? Who are these people? I don't know what the fuck. Number two was Arcade Fire. I heard that. That's a rock group. I've heard of them, but of course I don't really listen to it. But I know about that group. I know a lot of people like them. And Mr. West comes in at number one with My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Mr. West has the number one album on Time Magazine list. There you have it. Time Magazine's top 10 albums of the year. All right, homie. Stay on the line, all right?
Yeah, man.
All right. Where did 832 go? Okay, 832's gone. From the 850. Oh, this is Shay. Shay. What's happening, baby? Hello?
How y'all doing?
Yeah, pick up the phone. What's going on?
I got it.
You know, no one can hear that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was like, I had you on speaker. I was like, oh, they can't hear me.
Say what now?
I said I had it on speaker, but I was like, oh, they can't hear me.
Oh, okay.
Rap money, booty. Throw it.
Hey. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. Pardon my technical difficulties. Someone texted me and said I was cutting in and out, but I don't know. It must be my internet connection. Sorry about that. I have to bear with y'all. Goddamn.
It might be their internet connection.
Yeah. Might be their raggedy ass cell phones. I don't know.
Voice over.
But for real, yeah, the whole Skype thing and the whole internet thing, there's nothing I can do about that. Episode 131. Got my homegirl Shay on the line. Shay, I got a varying list of stories. Do you watch reality TV?
Watch reality TV?
Uh-huh.
No, not really. I hear people talking about different little things. I can't even really tell you. What's the latest thing on? I hear people talking about
do you watch
Survivor and stuff like that. What this got to do with reality? That ain't reality.
Do you watch porno, yes or no? Just a simple question.
Wait. Porn is reality. Why are you saying porn ain't reality?
Maybe not in your life, Shay. Maybe you don't do those
type
of things.
That's fantasy. That's not reality.
Okay,
what?
I guess so. And there you have it.
No.
Why you gotta pump the brakes on me?
No. What do you mean? What's not real about it?
Art depicts life. Art depicts
life. People know
life.
That they're being watched. They know that they're being watched. They putting on.
What?
God is watching you. When you go
what
fuck
you
somebody,
about,
God is watching you. So what are you talking about? Hello.
Porn is the one film industry that actually depicts real life more than any other industry except a fucking documentary.
Oh, they doing a real act. I don't debate that at all. They're doing a real act, but, you know, they put in a storyline with it. They phony just like everybody else. It's just the act.
Everybody, but people live have storylines. They're just depicting the reality. It's real. It's the same thing. Hello.
I highly disagree with you, Shay.
So you think that's reality TV? When they dress up in the little school girl skirts and
listen, buddy.
Just because you don't do that with your man. I mean, but a lot of people do that with their man.
But they don't walk around like that every day, though. That's not reality. That ain't real.
How do you know? Are you in their back pocket?
I mean, how do you know? That's what I'm saying.
I went to school. We didn't dress like that in school. That's what I'm saying.
What? Did you go to a private school? Did you go to a private Catholic school?
Every private Catholic school dresses like that,
no matter where you're at, whether you're in New Brunswick, Maine, or you're in New Orleans, Louisiana, baby. Hello.
I mean, I want to get back to the point of how do you figure that porn is not reality? Porn is the closest thing to reality that you can get in a movie.
I believe that they're
really having sex, but all that extra stuff that goes with it, that's for
what
the demonstration of it.
What extra stuff are you talking about?
Porno and the movie Gridlock are some of the most realistic films that I've ever seen ever. Like it don't get no realer than that.
I don't know. Anybody else that thinks porn is close to reality, hit the fucking number one, and I'll come to you. I'm going to ask everybody else, does anybody else disagree with Shay's assessment of porn not being reality?
This is K100 remixed by Nudie Jr.
It's just like reality TV. It's like all that.
No, it's not. No, reality TV is really fake. Mm-hmm. Atlanta, that's really, they really putting on. In porn, if you're getting
they're
your hair banged in.
They're real housewives. So what's fake about that, man? If
yeah,
you
that,
put it
it's
like that?
Fake because they put, no, because all the excess of drugs they put on for the camera.
Say.
And
say,
exactly,
say,
some of the stuff in
say,
porn,
listen,
all that
say,
excessive shit that
you're
doing in porn.
And then you were doing a porno film, and I started sucking your pussy, and you got wet, and you were nutting. That's not fake.
That's
real.
If it happened like that, but it might not always happen like that.
If
what
I eat
you
your
talking?
Pussy, say,
oh
you will nut all over the place.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? That's... I don't know how we got in this conversation. I don't know.
I don't
what
know either. Y'all been dragging me. I get on the line. Put me in some sex and
I don't know
what
right.
Right.
But,
on
the
but,
to answer the original question, yes, I watch pornos.
Have you ever created porno?
Can we change the subject?
Have you ever created porno?
Have you ever filmed yourself making porn?
What was the top 10 you were asking me about?
Sounds like a confession.
Let me go ahead. Episode 131. Fine. Let me move along. Episode 131. But we have a whole other topic. All you people who never heard my show, you might want to call back in when I'm talking about something like that. The show really gets off the chain. But tonight I'm just doing a little year end review type thing for purpose of obviously New Year's is coming up. Shay,
we can save those questions for the after party.
I'll bring that up at the party. We'll open the phone line. The top 10 reality show moments of 2010 are number 10, Jersey Shore. Just the whole shore. Jersey Shore takes Miami. I fucking hate that show. That whole shit, I can't even believe people watch that shit.
I don't even watch these shows.
I know a lot of my listeners watch this bullshit, so that's why I'm even picking this list. Number 9. Sarah Palin, Alaska. I didn't even know she had a show. Fuck that bitch. Number 8, her punk-ass daughter on Dancing with the Stars beat out all those motherfucking goddamn real dancers. And her nun dancing ass. I don't even know what. How the fuck that hoe even made. I guess that was
Hello.
A tea party. I don't know. Number 7.
They voted on
seven,
it.
Now, this is a show that I actually feel like it's really reality TV. The guy on The Deadliest Catch, the captain that everybody used to love, that one dude, he died from cancer. The guy, the number one guy that's on Deadliest Catch, that's reality TV to me. When I say reality TV, I'm talking about Deadliest Catch. I'm talking about Intervention. I'm talking about First 48. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about when I say reality TV. ATL Housewives and Fantasia. That's not reality TV. Number 6, Sister Wives, Investigated. I have no idea what the fuck is Sister Wives. What
Sister
that's about.
Wives?
Sister Wives.
Oh, that must be that polygamous stuff.
Oh, really?
When you Sister Wives, that's what they call each other. They're Sister Wives when they be in the polygamous kind of groups and whatever. I don't watch the show, but I know the term.
Wow. Okay. Number 5 is the Watermelon Incident. All right, on CBS's Amazing Race, one of the contestants pulls back a massive slingshot holding a watermelon, but it misfires and it hits her right in the face and busts her fucking face open and shit. That's number 5. That's funny. You got to watch that on YouTube too. That shit is funny as hell. Number 4 is what is this? Bridal bath party on E. I don't know. I'm not even. Some shit that got to do with chicks getting married, like Bridezilla, some shit. I don't know.
Oh, my
some
gosh. That's so stupid.
Show. Yeah. A look behind, something happened on The Hills. Oh, yeah, the show The Hills went off the air. Thank God. That's number 3. Real Housewives, one of the people on the reality show crashes that White House party at Obama's party. That reality show star, when they got into that party at the White House, that's the number 2 story. The number 1 reality show story was Simon Cowell is he's leaving American Idol. I don't know how American Idol is going to survive without Simon on the show. I don't even know why American Idol is still on the air. But it is. So those are the top 10 reality moments of 2010. Reality show freaks who like that type of shit. Shay, episode 131. What was your highlight for 2010? What was the highlight of yours for 2010?
Let's see. You know what? This year, I have not had a lot of extremes. I've had more negatives than highlights. But I probably have to say my highlight was just reconnecting with some old friends and family that I hadn't seen in a while. So, yeah, that's going to be my highlight.
Okay. That's what's up. Another one. What about a low point?
Well, again, I haven't had any extremes. It's just been a series of, like, small things. But I'm probably going to have to say there was a particular time whenever I had to, like, move city, and it was just, like, seemed like a series of things was going on. My house flooded the week before. Then I had to move. And so, yeah, that's probably going to be my low point when I had to hurry up and get out of Dodge.
Okay. Another one of my low points, I like to
hurry
say,
up and get out of Dodge. Wow.
Yeah.
Did it flood or was it a nigga with an AK-47 chasing that rent money booty?
Hello. No, it flooded. It flooded.
Another one of my love points.
What are you really trying to say?
No, it flooded.
Flooded.
The whole bathroom and all that
the
shit.
The whole bathroom flooded. It was a catastrophe on my birthday.
Yeah, that's what made it bad. Fucked up her whole birthday party and everything.
It's my birthday and I cry if I want to.
And I did.
She did cry.
You will cry too. Carry on.
Hair running and everything.
One of my low moments was one of my low moments of the year. For those of y'all that don't know, one of my cousins was shot. Earlier this year, when that guy in Gainesville went on that fucking rampage and shooting spree, one of my cousins got shot. He was one of the five victims when a dude just went ballistic and just started killing everybody. Then killed his daddy, then himself. Down in Gainesville, that's where a lot of my family is from. Go Gators. So one of my cousins was the ones that got shot. Then they got paralyzed from the waist down, from the neck down. Behind of it, and sadly to say, he just passed. Where they had to pull the plug on him because he wasn't able to sustain his own breathing anymore, and he died Sunday, the day after Christmas, from his injuries. And I think that's one of my low points. That whole fucking story. That was one of my other major news stories for me for 2010, mm-hmm. Because it involved a family member, and it did make CNN. You know what I'm saying? Recently, there was another story from Panama City that made CNN. That was Gainesville, but a story from Panama City, Florida that made CNN. There's another one of my top news stories where the damn dude came inside the goddamn the school board meeting and pulled a gun out on all the school board members, and the crazy old white lady tried to knock the gun out of his hand, and then he ended up getting killed and getting shot. They say he ended up killing himself. You know, they block out a lot of that footage. But that made CNN. That's another story that may not, it didn't make CNN, it wasn't the news cycles, and it happened recently. You know what I'm saying? But those are two stories that a lot of people might not talk about that were news stories that touched close to me, because one was my hometown, another was a family member that, and both of them was on CNN. Both of them made the news. And so it's been a lot of crazy shit going on in Florida this year. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
With the news stories and shit, Florida's had a lot of shit going on this year. You feel what I'm saying?
This little small town is getting on the map. If we wasn't before, it's like, why we got to be on the map for that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Panama City's had a couple of incidents.
Hey man, can I make a public service announcement?
Go ahead.
A couple people are wondering why I erased them on Facebook. It's because you are mutual friends with Alexis Daniel Lexi Poo Davis.
Uh-huh.
I didn't erase everybody.
Put them out.
I erased a lot of y'all because I just don't have time for the bullshit. Okay, I don't have time for y'all snitching and telling on me. I am single, but anyway, just letting you know. Hello.
I'm lost with that, Noonie. I'm lost with that because if. How can somebody snitch on you if you're single? That's the part I'm not understanding. How can somebody tell on you if you're single?
Run back. He said, she said, he was doing, she was doing.
Yeah.
What you got to say about that?
I mean.
That's how that happened. Just being messy. Just like the previous show we were talking about
Nudie.
Supposed to be messy. Time and grace.
So if you're single, you're saying you're single. Why do they feel the need? If they know you, do these people know you're single? Your status says single.
I don't know what they know, man.
Why
my Facebook page says single on it. I mean, I'm single. If I want to grab Shay's fanny, I can. Especially if she allows me. Hello.
Noonie, keep your hands to yourself. I'm not that kind of chick.
So, hopefully Lexi Poo, which, look, not Noonie gave me a waiver because Noonie knows that Lexi Poo calls K100 and stuff like that. And so, you know, with her, I have to interact with people who call the show. That's just, I can't get around that. You feel what I'm saying? But if anybody that, I'm mutual friends with Lexi Poo, but Noonie gave me a pass because, you know, I keep it 100. I'm not going to go back and that's just some fuck nigga shit, and I don't got no fuck nigga in me. You know what I'm saying? So that's some punk bitch shit, and you know, either way, it's not my style, it's not my swag. I don't do it. But I'm at a loss, and I'm at a miss for people who do that. And what are you trying to prove actually by doing that? But public service announcement: Noonie Jr. is deleting you if you are friends with Lexi Poo and him. So I guess you're going to have to pick sides. Fortunately, I get a pass on it.
Oh, no, I'm not doing this to make them pick sides. I don't give a fuck about a side. I'm just letting the motherfucker know I'm deleting their ass because I'm tired of getting the aggressive calls and the aggressive text messages about what our mutual friends are telling her. I'm tired of this shit. It'll turn into...
Well, Noonie, just to put it out here, what about... Let's say you delete Lexi Poo.
Lexi Poo has not been on my friends list forever.
Oh.
Wow.
So she's not
it's
on your friends list.
That, it's people that are my friends and they're her friends that are going back to her, feeding her with all this ammunition, and they are playing with the girl's emotion, making her do crazy things.
That sounds
what
like
is
a personal
Lexi,
problem.
Lexi Poo! Somebody get Lexi Poo on the line.
But I'm tired of
Listen, what is she doing that's crazy?
It's like this, man. I use my Facebook for a promotion.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? And if you're on my page reporting to Lexi Poo, then I'm not able to promote to you. You're not a good promotional use for me. You're not a good friend use. I don't give a fuck about friends. But if you're on my page and you're reporting to Lexi Poo about me, Then how can I promote my Rent Money song to you? How can I promote Blizzard's video to you? Because you're not on there for that. You're on there to go lie and twist shit and have this girl acting a goddamn monkey.
We're going to get to the bottom of that. I'm going to get to the bottom of that in the after party. Let me finish with the show. Stay on the line. Everybody, we're going to get to the bottom of this shit on K100. Damn it, tonight. God damn it. Hold on, let me get the rest of these callers. We'll handle that in the after party. Stay on the line. Hold on, Shay. Stand by.
All right.
Oh, Shay, what was your top news story before I go on?
Oh, my top news story? I'm going to have to say it had to be the BP thing because I'm, like, right here in the water, and I couldn't get my oysters.
Okay. BP it is. Stand by.
I'm call it like I see it.
Right. Stand by. I'm getting ready to get all these calls when we get to the after party. All right?
Okay.
All right. 910, and then I see a private caller. I'm gonna risk it. I'm gonna get that private caller. 910, you're on the air with K100.
What's going on? Miss Nikki in the building.
Oh, Nikki, what's happening, Nikki? What's going on? What's the call
for the show? Yeah, what's up?
Shit, nothing. We over here. We got about 10 minutes left for episode 131. Of course, I know the after party is going to take a total different turn. I see it coming. We didn't try to branch off into porn and Noonie and Lexi Poo, and I can see what's going to happen in the after party. The after party is going to be crunk. You might want to dial 347-934-0966 and make sure you're on the phone lines when the clock strikes 10 o'clock p.m. in 10 minutes. All right? 347-934-0966. Go ahead and dial that number and dial in so you can be on the line. But right now, I got my homegirl, Nikki, come from by way of Carolina, and we're doing the top 10 of 2010. You feel me? I did different categories. I done had the top news story, top sports story, top song, top album, top crime story, top reality moment. What else we did, Nooney? That's everything, ain't it?
Yeah, we did it, man.
Yeah, that's all. That's everything. So I want to go to now my next top 10 category, and then I ask Nikki about her own personal 2010 experience. Right now, I want to go to the top 10 most watched YouTube moments. You feel what I'm saying on YouTube, and the most highly downloaded most watched videos of the year. Number 10 is something with a little car, a little car or something. It does some kind of shit that they make in Japan. I don't know what that is. Number 9 is Justin Bieber surprises some kid at one of his shows. Number 8 is a clip, is a trailer for the Twilight Saga. Number 7 is the group OK Go, which is a big group. They left their independent. They left the major record label that they was with and went independent. And they have a video up, and that's one of the top things from there. Number 6 was this Double Rainbow. I don't know if you saw that, but I saw this one. This is the first one that I saw. Number 6 was this fucking. I don't know if this dude is gay or what, but it was some rainbows or some shit that happened. Nikki, I don't know if you've seen this or not, Nooney, but some rainbows came up, and this dude just sitting there. He's going like he's about to bust a nut in his pants. Looking at the fucking rainbows. Did y'all see that shit?
Yeah.
No? Did you see that, Nudie?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, that's number 6. That's number 6 thing that was downloaded and watched on YouTube. Number 5 is the Old Spice commercial Super Bowl ad with the guy, the Super Bowl ad for Old Spice. Number 4 is some little orange that says, "What's up?" I don't know what that is. Did you see that, anybody?
I've seen that bullshit.
You seen that shit?
She's fucking lying. Explain it in detail then.
It's orange and the motherfucker say, "What's up?" The same way they used to do it on the fucking Budweiser commercial.
That's what
number
it is.
Number one discussed topic on Nooney Jr. Live, G-Spot. Hello.
number 3, the paparazzi drew a massive audience in the attention of Lady Gaga. And they had a chance to sign to the Ellen DeGeneres music label. That was big news on YouTube. Number 10 is TikTok, a parody about this one chick that throws up in the damn tub and all kind of shit. And number one is that nigga down there when the motherfucking dude came in there and tried to rape the girl and the bedroom intruder. Everybody seen that? I know all the black people seen this nigga act the ass. The faggot dude that came down when the girl came down and tried to rape the girl, and the faggot got on there talking about some, "We know who you is," and then they made a fucking remix of it and all. That's the number one watched and downloaded shit on YouTube this year was that dude, Antonio Dotson, talking about his sister apparently almost getting raped, and he just made niggas look horrible. He made niggas look horrible. He made faggots look horrible. He just I don't know. But he made the number one. He's the number one downloaded and watched clip on YouTube. So that's how I went down in 2010 for YouTube, for all you YouTube fans. Nikki, episode 131. What was your highlight for 2010?
Let's see.
I think it was having sex with Trap North.
Did you have sex with Trap North?
Yes, I did.
Was that
hey,
the
can you
highlight?
Hit her again with that shit? Like, because they went for a long time.
Was that your highlight? Was that your highlight, Nikki?
No, that was not.
Keep
that
it real.
That was not my highlight.
Keep 100. Just keep 100. This ain't no silly live where some people keep it 30.
I am going to keep 100. That was not my highlight.
What was your highlight?
My highlight is kind of small and simple. You know, I left from Georgia in 06. I had not seen my mom in 4 years. She actually picked up everything, left everything, her job and everything, and she moved here to North Carolina to be around me and my kids. So that would be my highlight for 2010.
I like that. I'm fucking with it. What was the low point for you in 2010?
A low point for me, having to take my daughter to Shania Davis's memorial. It was the 1 year memorial anniversary that they had. I don't know if you guys seen it on Nancy Grace and all the other court TV shows. The little girl came up missing here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. The mom supposedly had prostituted her out.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was my little girl's best friend.
Wow.
And, that was pretty much would be the low moment right there.
Yeah, that's
having to take her back to the memorial. But she wanted to go. You know, I explained it to her, just like I did when she passed away. I explained it to her, and she wanted to go. She wanted to go show love and put flowers and all that other kind of stuff. So, yeah, that would be it.
Well, that's what's up. I mean, I remember that story. That whole story was crazy. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But I think that that you know, taking her back and doing that was a good thing. What was the number one news story for you in 2010? That was number one. The number one news all across. A couple of people said hate that the shit in Haiti. I said for me it was like a tie between Haiti and the BP oil spill, because I got a lot of people down there in the Gulf, down that way. That's where I'm from. Those are my two. Different people had different stories, but what was one for you for 2010?
I probably would have to say the BP oil spill, because that was just some crazy shit to me. Like, I just didn't understand. It's like they were trying to take it serious, but then they weren't. It's like it was just some oil. That's how they was trying to play it. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't taken as serious as it should have been. You know, I had a lot of family that went down there and volunteered and helped out with that. Trying to save animals and everything, you know, and it was kind of downplayed. They tried to really, you know, people weren't going to have it, but they really tried to downplay it like it wasn't all that bad.
Right, right. All right. And last but not least, what was your number one song for the year?
My number one song for the year.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It was Yaya.
I don't have one.
Song by Trapdoor.
I'm gonna have to say I'm gonna have to go out with because the song that I listen to the most right now would have to be The Drippin' by Nunu Jr. Drippin' by Nunu Jr. That song I listen to daily. On top of Yaya on his own and Trap North and everything else. But yeah, Drippin' is one of my number ones, and it's not because Nooney's on the phone. Whether he was on his phone or not, whether I knew him or not, have met him or not, or whatever, that song goes hard. That and that Heartless. So
I like the Heartless. I like the that record right there. I heard that one. I liked it. You feel me? That one right there, I was really digging it. I like Nooney. My favorite songs, I think. That I've heard from Nooney was the Tell You How I Feel joint. I like that one too, though. What's up, Nooney?
Hey, man, I'm doing a video shoot for Heartless with Black Dre, man, in Jacksonville, Florida, on Myrtle Avenue and 14th Street in the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? We also going to do a video shoot, part of it, in Brunswick, Georgia, on 4th Street. 4th Street Stand Up. And we're going to be doing that in Yulee, Florida, Kingsland, Georgia, Folkston, Georgia, Waycross, Georgia. And Tallahassee, Florida is going down, man. Fuck with the real niggas, man.
When y'all gonna be in, let me know, man. I'm gonna ride out to the shoot. Me and my homies from Chainless Entertainment, we're gonna come down there and get the cameo on. You feel what I'm saying?
Alright, that's what's up. Right.
Hold up. Let me get a disclaimer. Hold on. You got one minute. You got 1 minute, 60 seconds to dial 347-934-0966. If you're not on the phone lines within the next minute, and you won't be a part of the after party, which is the third hour of the show. All right? You got about 1 minute, about 60 seconds to dial 347-934-0966. If I haven't talked to you yet, then I'll be coming to you in the next part of the, in the first part of the after party. Then I open up all the phone lines, and we'll get to the bottom of all this drama about porn not being reality and people out there dry snitch with Nooney on the phone. You feel
me? Really fucking ridiculous.
We'll get to all that. We'll get to the bottom of that in the after party. For those of you who are first-time listeners to K1's Internet Radio, the after party, which is the third hour show, you cannot listen to it on the Internet. It does not stream out. We can schedule our show. That being said, if you're on the phone line, then you can be a part of the after party. So you must dial. You got about 30 seconds. 347-934-0966. 0966. If you listen to me at www.blogtalkradio.com/k-100, you got to dial 347-934-0966 and be a part of the conversation on the phone lines. That's the only way you can stand to get into the show, all right? I'm going to get ready to try and go to two more people after I get ready to come back from the music. I'm going to take a quick music break real quick. No, I'm not even going to do that because I got so many people on the phone lines. I got people I got to answer. So I'm just going to run the outro music for the, everybody that's listening to me on the internet, and then we'll come right back into the after party, all right? Stand by. Nikki on the line too. She's also a Blog Talk host, and she be riding the shows. You feel what I'm saying? And she be supporting the nigga, so I got her mic open. Real quick, I'm coming to this private caller. I'm also coming to 713 and 317. All right. Real quick before I do that, somebody text me a little irate. Shay.
Yes.
What's your favorite song, Shay? I didn't ask you. My bad. What's your favorite song? What was your favorite song of 2010?
My favorite song from 2010. I haven't seen the video. It ain't came out yet, but it was Dreams by Blizzom. Yeah, that was pretty hot right there.
I'm fucking with it. Dreams, you like the Dreams better than Queens? Janet said Queens was one of her favorite songs.
Queens was tight, but when that Dreams came out, yeah, I was sold. That's my favorite right there.
It was ill.
I
was one
of my. Queens is my ringtone, but you know, whenever Dreams come out as a ringtone, I'm gonna put that one on there.
All right, I got you. All right. Stand by. I'm getting ready. Get ready to go into the after party. Let me answer these other, take these other people callers, and then I'm gonna go into the after party. All right. So this is how it works, everybody. For who've never been into my show on the after party in the third hour, what I do is open up everybody's mic as much as I possibly can without the show, without losing control of the show. And this is when you can respond to somebody else, something somebody else said, whatever. A lot of times, this part of the show does not stick to the script of what we're actually talking about. This is when people kind of start to vent and get other shit off their chest, and it can get X-rated. If you got sensitive ears, you might want to hang up now. But before I do that, let me take these other callers who waited patiently on the line. Private caller, you're on the air.
Yes.
Who's this?
Hand me a hold all that damn time.
Who is this? Keith?
Yes.
What the hell are you calling me from? I can't see the number. I didn't know who the hell you was.
I don't care.
Well, how the hell I supposed to come to the line if I don't know who the hell you was? I was trying to get to you. Where are you calling me from? Why you blocking the number, shawty? What's going on?
This my other phone. My main line kept hanging up. This number is just, it's a cell phone, but I made it a private number, so it's always private.
All right. Well, you
it's the phone nobody knows about.
Right,
yeah,
I ain't know about the phone either. You know what I'm saying?
I got one of them phones. I got two of them phones.
All right. So, well, you've been online. You heard me. I named out a couple of different things for 2010 real quick. And I'm going to ask you real quick, and then I'm going to go to 713 and then 317 and get their assessment of 2010. And then I open up all the mic lines for the after party. First and foremost, what was your highlight for 2010? What for you?
My birthday gift to myself.
What was your birthday gift to yourself?
Right. We're going to leave that right there.
okay.
Hello.
Must be something along those lines. Okay. She don't want to tell us about that good fucking she got on her birthday or that toy she bought. All right, moving right along.
I ain't buy no toys on my birthday.
You don't want to tell the people, so we just have to make up our own assumptions. You feel what I'm saying?
Assumptions is a motherfucker.
Oh, we got the assumptions that she want to keep it all secretive and shit, even though this is
K-100.
Yeah.
I took a trip.
You took a trip?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. A trip down what?
Bald Lane.
Okay,
Willy Wonka,
so
the Nut Factory.
Scrotum Boulevard.
I know about that place.
What was your low point for 2010?
Realizing that I'm still working at the post office.
Yeah, you say that, Larry, except every other Friday, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? Every other Friday, pretty sure you don't complain about it. Yeah. What was your top news story of the year?
I'm going to have to say the Haiti story. That was real. That was jacked up.
Yeah, that was. I mean, a lot of people picking Haiti. I can understand that. I dig that. And what was your number one song of the year?
No. They already picked the good ones.
Okay.
But one song, over the summer, I don't even know if that song, I don't even think you did, came out with that song this year. But that Traffic Music song, I was bumping that all summer.
No, Traffic Music
all
came out.
All summer long.
Yeah, we put that out this year. That was from the Team Stress project, but that came out this summer. When I put it up there, that was the first time it ever came out. So that was the debut for that whole
thing. I was bumping that so hard.
A lot of people liked that record. I got a lot of people hit me up about that when they liked it. A lot of DJs played the song in the Atlanta area. You feel me? And it made a couple of mixtapes. That was one of my favorite songs that I did for 2010. Traffic Music is gangster. All right, stand by.
And of course, I like Queen and Dreams too. So
yeah,
I like both
Queen,
of those.
I don't know. I thought Queens was Gray.
Did you release Gray this year or like the end of last year?
I released it Gray this year. Gray came out this year too.
Well, I'm gonna have to go with Gray then because I thought for some reason I thought it was the end of last year that you put that out.
No, all those songs came out this year. 2010 was a busy year for me musically. I dropped about almost 15 songs just brand new. I was still pushing out, but I cut, recorded, and put out and blasted about 15 songs. Everything from Queens to Dreams. I really didn't put the House and 40 Cal out until the very end, like going to the beginning of 2010. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like February, that's when I did Bet the House and Mr. 40 Cal. So all these songs came out this year. You feel me? And so once again, I want to remind everybody that I'm debuting once again this Friday, New Year's Eve. World premiere of my video for my song, Bet the House. I'm going to be blasting it all over Facebook. Nikki, you going to help me blast the song on Facebook? Can I get some love? Can I get some promotion?
You already know what time it is with us, man. Super Year representative.
You going to
blast
for me?
One time for the video shoot in A. One time for the video shoot.
All right.
Yeah, I got you.
Super Year representative,
we'll blast it for you. Put it out there.
All right. So I'm world premiering the video for my song, Bet the House, this Friday. And the video came together good. Key was at the video shoot. Like I said, I shot in three cities, Las Vegas, Atlanta, and Florida, Panama City, Florida. And so with all that footage, you know what I'm saying, in the hood, in Atlanta, at the official, shoot with the lights and sets, and then out there in the streets of Las Vegas and the casinos. Yeah, with all that together, number one, eight, first-class video from an independent standpoint. All right? Stay on the line. Let me get these other two calls, and then I'm opening up the mics for the after party, all right?
All right.
From the 713... You on K100? What's popping?
Hello.
Yes.
Hey,
what's popping?
Yeah,
hey,
what's up? My name is Tabitha.
No.
What's going
on?
What's
you know
going
me.
On?
It's Tabitha.
Who is this?
Oh shit!
Tabitha.
Savage Angels in the building.
Oh, what's going on? All right. Thanks for calling the show.
Thank you for calling me.
All right, thanks for calling the show. Well, we're getting ready to go into the wild and zany part of the show, the after party. But before we do, for episode 131, since I didn't get to your line during the normal show hours. For 2010, what was your highlight for yourself personally in 2010?
Personally, I would have to say getting me a job. I've been unemployed for almost a year, just kind of doing side hustles and whatnot, and just being able to find a job.
Are you from Hiram Clark, Houston, Texas? Are you from the Hiram Clark section? What type of side hustles do you guys do in Hiram Clark? Hello.
I do my
don't incriminate yourself on K100. disclaimer: K100 does not necessarily stand by the detention or comments that anybody made on the show.
Nothing illegal or bad. I just did side hustle.
Oh, so you were being a legal escort, huh? You were doing an escort
thing? No, no. I have a license to do massages, so I'm doing massages.
Oh, massages, massages.
Do you do happy endings? Do you do happy endings?
No.
No?
Oh, okay.
Well, you want to
I'm saying that your clients are not happy when they're done?
A couple of strokes in, maybe? You know? When you're doing massages, what do you... Let me ask you, since you do massages, personal massages, what do you do when a dude dick it hard when you massage them?
Well, I got the towel wrapped around them. You know? I mean, yeah, you're going to see it come up, but I just...
Yeah,
I'm
like,
you're
going to
see it.
You're going to see it come up, but I just kind of, like,
you
work
do
around
as
it.
As a professional massage person, what do you do when that happens?
I mean, nothing. If it doesn't go up, I think something's wrong.
Let's revise the question. What do you do when you're massaging a guy? He's laying on his back. You're massaging his arms and chest. You know, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, okay? You're not trying to go there, but he gets hard. He pulls off the towel, and he says, voila, I'm here, baby. What do you do?
Well, first of all, I tell him, you know what, if you're going to be acting like that, you can get up off my table.
Really?
No, I didn't have that problem.
So you're telling
him
that there's
what
no chance. No chance
to engage. What if he's attractive?
And what
I
if
mean,
you
yeah,
like
I've
him?
I mean, yeah, I've saw some attractive men that had erections, but, you know.
And what happened?
No, but we don't mean if they're attractive men. Like,
did
if
you get turned on
them,
by it?
You can like him for 10 years.
Did you get turned on by it?
His dick?
No, I didn't suck his dick.
Did you get turned on by it?
I mean,
Yeah.
So in other words, he had a happy. He and you and him had a happy ending.
Happy ending. I like it.
Is that what you're trying to say?
I mean,
you are a savage.
Look. It's natural for you to get turned on. So if you massage the guy, this guy's active and his dick hard, what happens? It's what happens.
Tabitha,
right?
What I want to know, have you ever massaged a man and then it led to sex? Has it ever happened?
No.
Never?
I'm not talking about at work. I'm talking about have you ever massaged a man and then y'all fucked out of each other?
Probably the guy I was with at the time.
Yeah, no.
I mean, yeah, man, I was with him, I massaged him, and it was like,
oh, when he was on bed, do you just jump on top of him and suck him up, or do you he hit you from the back or what? I mean, how did that happen?
I'll start out on top first. Wait, hold on. I'll start out on top first, and then you know, we change positions.
Okay, all right. Back to the K-100.
Wait a minute. All right, one more question.
If I ever give him a massage, I'll do the same thing.
One more question. What was your top news story of the year? Then I'm going to 317, then I'm opening up the lines. That's everybody after that. What was your top news story of the year?
I definitely have to say Haiti because I knew people that was over there.
Really?
So that affected me personally.
Okay. All right. What about the oil spill? How was that?
Yeah, that affected me too because I had cousins working out on the oil rigs.
All right. Yeah, those were my two. All right. Stand by. Don't go anywhere because I'm going to get ready to take another call. All right. 317, you on with K-100.
317, Indiana, Indianapolis. What's up, Naptown? Hello.
317?
Naptown.
317.
Naptown.
Oh, man. All right. Then that's tough. All right, everybody. After the party, you know what it is. The motherfucking after party. If you could please. Open up everybody's mic line. If you could please cut down on your background music, cut down on kids in the background. You feel me? If I open your mic line and you got a lot of shit going on, I'm just going to have to mute you until you get clear, and I'll come back periodically to open it back up. 985 is on the air. Noon on the air. T. Lewis is on the air. Kay is on the air. Jana's on the air. He is on the air. Nikki on the air. LL on the air. 413 is on the air. Miss Savage Life is on the air. 951 is on the air, and another 713 is on the air. 44, you on the air, and 317. I'm gonna open up your mic anyway, even though you're not saying shit. Welcome everybody. Oh, my homegirl, Michigan girl, she's on the air. What it do, man? Thanks everybody. Welcome to the show. Hold on, I might have to mute a motherfucker. Hold up. Somebody going on. Hold on. Let me find. All right. I think I got him. Who the fuck doing all the noise? All right, I got him. All right, so everybody else, your mic is open. What's going on, man? Anybody want to add anything to the show? Anybody got anything they want to say? Can we get to the bottom of what's going on with Nooney Jr., everybody? Hello?
I tell you, it seems like to me.
Yeah.
It seems like to me that people around here just don't got nothing else to motherfucking do. Like, find some business about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's ridiculous. Lexi Poole been gone off Nooney Jr. friend list for a long time now. You know what I'm saying? And I know that. She ain't been on there for a minute. And, you know, me and Lexi Poole, you know, she calls when she's going through it with Nooney. You know, she'll call me. That's the only time I hear from Lexi Poole. The only time I hear from Lexi Poole. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just crazy that anybody would sit up there and take time out of their day to feel like they need to go report when a motherfucker ain't with somebody. What is you reporting? What Nooney decides to do, whether it's Nooney or Lexi Poole, what they decide to do in their motherfucker with their time is what they decide to do with their time. Can't nobody say nothing about it. Can't nobody say nothing on it. I mean, the shit is crazy to me.
Are they telling lies, Nooney? Are they telling lies? Or is it just the fact they're just saying anything at all? Are they telling lies on you? Is it factual shit they're talking about?
I feel like they're taking advantage of her mental state, and they're using her.
That's why I gotta get Lexi Poole on the line. I'm mad that she's not calling in tonight. She calling in any other night because I don't even like having these kind of conversations without other parties being on the phone line. What?
But, okay, my problem with it is, I mean, I don't know Nooney Jr. personally, right, and I don't know Lexi Poole personally, but I do know Lexi Poole calls your show and puts on like she's a stand-up 100 female. Stand-up 100 real women don't do that. That's all I'm trying to say. Lexi Poole puts
Nooney,
on so
are you
grown.
Still fucking her? That's the question. Are you
she
still
puts
fucking
on
her?
Like she's so grown on the show, but grown women don't do that.
I'm not having sex with her, and, like, the whole thing is, you know, I feel like she only called, and you know, I'm not knocking Blizzard's show at all, because I love Blizzard's show, and it's the reason why I done told everybody I know about his show. Like, and I'm not trying to take no credit.
To be nosy.
Like, listen, I'm not trying to take no credit, but a lot of my people call in the Blizzard show, and they listen, and they subscribe to his show, and it's the reason why I did that, because I fucked with him, and I fucked with his show. But I feel like the only reason she really called his show is so that she can hear me on it, so that she can see what I'm doing, so she can see who I'm flirting with, who's trying to fuck me. Ain't nobody trying to fuck me up on this show. You hear me?
Girls like
you know
that,
what I'm
you
saying?
Need to leave alone because they become dangerous.
Yeah. Also, she doesn't want to be alone.
I can't have you. Nobody else can have you. Them the ones you got to watch out for.
Hello.
And Claire, don't eat nothing she give you, neither.
I can't hear you. Nobody else can't hear you.
Man, what I told you about fucking my crazy ass.
And the problem with the people that are telling her this stuff is that they so unhappy with their own lives, they have to go find stuff to make other people just as unhappy as them. Because misery loves company. You feel me? So they like, you know, what am I going to do today? I could do something productive with my life, but you know what? I'm going to go on Facebook and fuck with somebody.
But you know what? Perfect example. Just like I said, I talked to, you know, Lexi Poole calls me every now and then. Perfect example. Me and Nooney, we both was up in Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? We both was up in Minnesota. I had not heard from Lexi Poole. Since that shit happened with Nooney Flight. Okay? Lexi Poole called me out.
Man, fuck that shit. Nobody wanna hear that shit. Deal with that shit on your own fucking time. You, Lexi Poole, and everybody was talking about this.
My whole problem with the conversation is she's not on the phone. Like, I don't want to talk about it while she's not here. Like, any other day, she's been calling the show all week, but she didn't call for the past couple of days, and she didn't call, and I'm kind of upset because I want her to tell me.
Hey, man, she did call, bro, but she hung up the motherfucking phone. You feel me?
All right. Well, fuck.
Hello.
Hello.
Well,
is Shay still on the line?
At any rate, what is
Shay on the line?
Is porn real?
Shay on the line.
At any rate,
Same thing.
It's But I mean, but well,
whether it's a goddamn DVD, it's all real to me. If it is real, like, you know, now I don't know if that was real for your life, but for my life,
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is life imitates art in every form of entertainment. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
If it's
my
not life, if it doesn't happen,
twisted.
Then
yeah,
nobody can, it doesn't spark in anybody's imagination to imitate it on film in any way. Porn, feature films, documentaries, realities, nothing.
So
if it doesn't happen in real life,
where do you think that they got the... Where do you think they got the script from every movie or every porn from?
I mean,
that's
what
I said. Life imitates art.
Well, it
came
from
art imitates life. Art imitates life all day. That's what it does. That's the point.
I mean, if you want to take it to another level, the original idea
came from life. It did. There was no art. They just made it up.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm saying art is imitating life.
Guess what?
Without the experience in real life, it wouldn't be made into the feature film, which was an art.
Listen, I understand what you're saying, too, but I just wanted to cause a riot and a situation and a scene. Thank you for hearing all of my shit that I did out. Thank you. Hello.
You're welcome. Yeah. Anytime you want to argue, Noonie, me and you, I got you.
Hey, I might take that the wrong way, baby.
Don't take it the wrong way. Take it the right way.
Because you ain't
all the wrong ways. Take it the right way in all the wrong ways.
Hey, Blizzard,
hello.
Blizzard, I want you to get her on the line. I'm going to get my drill instructor from the Marine Corps to call in.
Oh, yep.
She wants to argue. I'm going to get my drill instructor from the Marine Corps to call in, and he going to go ham.
Let's do it. 2011, turn over a new leaf.
Anybody else got anything they want to add? Michigan girl, Key, y'all were trying to say something, Shay?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, if you want to take it to another level, nothing is real because everything's exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm, what?
Your mama talking to you is exaggeration. Your daddy, everybody, they ain't got nothing to do with no goddamn exaggeration. Exaggeration is a goddamn common thing. Hello.
I don't think the first 48 is exaggerated. That's a show that I think is absolutely real.
I mean, of course, you know, but they know they're on camera, so of course the police are going to act different.
Every murder investigation is on camera.
I mean, Hello. I mean, but what I'm saying is, it's, when you're on national TV, it's different.
What's different?
You're being seen by the rest of the world, so of course you're going
to
act different.
Some niggas is cutting up. They don't want to go to jail.
You know what's different. You know what's different,
yeah.
Lizzo.
Cops out here, they act like they care on TV, but cops out here, they'll leave your ass on the street with a Mexican. You feel me? Cops out here, the homegirl's daddy is a cop. He got a Lambo in the garage.
That's reality, too. Dirty cops are a reality,
Listen, criminals are not as hard as they used to be, though, Chocolate. I'm just being real with you.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
It's very easy to break them down. The way them niggas be on there snitching on their cousins and their homeboys, that is very real.
Yeah,
oh, yeah
real,
I know
real.
That.
That's actually what happens most of the time. So I don't.
I'm not talking about from the perspective. I'm talking about the TV show perspective. I'm talking about the act, the cops, the.
You know what? You know what? You settle all this bullshit, Chocolate. Do you want to fuck me? Answer the question.
I was about to say, fuck the bullshit.
Yes, I do, Nani.
Chocolate, do you want to fuck me?
And I'm video.
Yes, I do,
Nani.
Chocolate, and guess what? Guess what? I want to fuck you. So let's record that shit. And let's keep
it
real.
What are we going to call it?
Motherfucker, I want to tear your ass up. Now, what's up now?
Hey, you really just chumping you out, Chocolate? You going to let him talk to you like that, Charlotte? Stand up for yourself. Do something.
I'm in this bitch.
I mean, stand up for yourself, bitch.
He's stupid.
Oh.
Nah, that's the homie. Okay. I love Nani.
I know. You think you want to want to fuck him. I hope you love him a little bit. Like him a little something. Fuck him. I hope you like him. anybody else got anything they want to add? That is there? I got a lot more people in the line. People are being quiet. Michigan girl, what's happening with you? You ain't talking on the show. Hold on, Brad.
I gotta add this. All right, let her go.
Hold
let
on.
Go.
Michigan girl.
What's up? Huh?
What's going on? You've been quiet. You didn't even hit the number one during the show. You all right?
I did hit the number one, but I had to get up. I had to handle some other stuff, and so I came back at the end. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I didn't see you hit number one. I had a lot of people on the line probably at that point. I was making sure you was all right out there, because normally you talk to me. You know what I'm saying? I see your number. I just make sure you're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
You good?
Oh,
do you think porn? Do you think porn depicts reality?
We got a lot of people. I think what? Porn depicts reality?
Yeah, do you think porn depicts reality?
We got a lot of people listening, but ain't nobody press one,
because
you can press one and talk.
Who the fuck is talking? Who is that?
You can't press one no more.
You can't press one no more. Who is
what the
talking?
Fuck y'all here?
I don't know. Somebody talking while I'm talking during the damn show. Michigan girl, answer the question.
Yeah,
they get depicts reality.
You think it does?
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's real, but I think
she's nasty. She just nasty.
Have you ever filmed yourself having sex? Have you ever filmed yourself having sex? Have you ever filmed yourself having sex?
I heard
you the first 5 times. No, I've never filmed it, but I have been filmed. Now what?
What the fuck?
I told you she's nasty. Nigga, I told you. I told you she's nasty.
Since you want to get all technical, come on, have I filmed it? No, I didn't film it, but it's been filmed.
Oh!
What is it? All right. You got friendly pussy.
Can this gorilla throat voice nigga shut the fuck up? God damn it.
Hey, bro. Bringing your fucking ass back.
Hey man, Michigan girl is trying to explain what she got to say, and this nigga in the background talking about, rah, 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 Michigan girl. Hey, Michigan girl, how do you feel about somebody talking to you like that?
Oh, I like you, buddy, too, Michigan girl. Stop swinging, girl. I put it in this way.
I have an ass, nigga.
Put it in this way. Sometimes you make a moist.
Oh.
Sorry, make a moist and you can bet that.
This nigga esophagus got more muscles than the fucking Williams sister. Oh, juggernaut, him bison chest having ass, nigga.
I got a question. Hold up. My homegirl that's on the line from do the massages. You still on the line, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, I got a question because
give me a massage, girl.
His voice is scary.
Look.
Give me a massage.
Hold on. Anybody that's ever got a massage? God damn it. Anybody that's ever got a massage? Do you have you ever got turned on by getting a massage? She said she handles it that way when she does a massage. Key, I know Key frequently gets massages. Hey, Key.
Yeah.
Have you ever been getting a massage by a guy and his dick got hard and rubbed on you?
Yeah, y'all know that. Every time I go to him and get one, I had to fire him.
So
he almost tried to kiss me one time. He was like leaning on my face when he was massaging my neck and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I was like, "You like, what are you doing? Like, I should not feel your breath over my face."
Damn, he was about to take some pussy in at the massage place.
Yeah, one time he was doing my inner thigh, he like caught a piece of my lip. I was like, Hold on.
Was that because you had big lips or because he was just reaching too hard?
I have big lips. Thank you very much. I don't have big coochie lips, nor big lips on my face.
What's wrong with having coochie lips, though? Why you said like it was a problem? Why you said like
it's
it was
not
a problem?
I just have a small, vagina.
She said her lips are in the view.
Ain't nothing wrong with having big coochie lips. We've been over this on the show already.
It's nothing wrong with it. I just don't have those.
Hey man, can Beast Boy stop asking her about her lips? I think you're gonna scare her. Her lips are gonna
hide
inside of her body. Okay.
Like you have some big lips, yeah.
Vibration, because if his voice is that deep, that means he has good vibration when he's doing stuff.
You just upped your pussy eating score, okay, buddy? Keep on talking like that, you fucking asshole.
Talk on it. All you gotta do is talk on it.
Damn it, the vibration is wrong.
Does it feel good now? Does it feel good now? Put your hands on the devil.
Who is that? Somebody had a whole bunch of background shit going on.
Oh, that's that nigga voice. Is that the fucking reverb? You feel me? Oh, it's like you need to like take out the amp out of his chest.
My voice to one level, motherfucker. Raw.
I gotta take I'm gonna let y'all have it. Noonie, host the show for me. I gotta take a 5-minute break. Noonie's got the floor. Y'all will do it.
All right. Hey, fuck everybody.
It's my time, right?
Yeah, everybody
girl.
Have some good sex tonight. Keep doing your thing. K100 in the building, nigga.
What
did
you say,
KY? Hey, it's going down. Y'all make sure y'all tell all y'all friends about the video too. The actual worldwide debut of Blizzard video is going down. Hello. Noon on Friday.
All right.
Hey, somebody need to turn their fucking speakers off.
Yeah. What is that? Yeah, for real.
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, fucking animal boy, turn your speakers off in your damn desk.
Can't do none of that.
Somebody got it loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that nigga screaming in the fucking jungle and shit.
Can't hear myself breathe.
Avatar face having ass
bathroom.
Nigga. Niggas in the bathroom taking off the Blizzard voice. What the fuck, man?
Oh, damn, that's not good.
Chick that was on the phone sleeping.
Y'all, that shit sound like one of them big spaceship shit. They be going to the whole world or some shit.
They coming for us. They coming for us.
Freaking aliens.
Freaking aliens, big space niggas. Oh, Terminator. Looking ass niggas.
You ain't never coming to get us.
Oh, John, Sally, Fade, having ass niggas. Oh, fucking.
Oh, my word.
Hey, say what's going on, baby?
What's happening?
Man, it's going down. I'm telling you like that. It's going down. You know what I'm saying?
I hear, what is going on over there? Y'all having a concert?
That ain't me, man. That's not me. There's no noise where I'm at.
Nah, that's somebody's music.
He about to mute you.
Quiet.
Turn on that out.
These niggas sound like the Chopper's Waka Flocka.
Man, they sound like we at La Vila outside of the parking lot.
Wow, wow, wow.
I think they slam dance. That's what it sound like.
Did somebody just fart?
Somebody over there passing gas.
God damn, y'all some nasty motherfuckers.
Passing gas. That unnatural
Hello.
Gas.
You, hey. You know that it's a serious fart when you can hear it through the goddamn phone.
Who the fuck got the music on?
Somebody done shit it on themselves. Ain't no fart.
I was gonna say somebody needs to shit it. You can hear it through the phone.
Somebody just straight shitted.
They did more than shit.
So how was everybody?
That was
the
fucking
shit. They goddamn intestines out.
That's disgusting.
Who the fuck has the music on?
Oh, but it's gone.
We thought it was you.
Oh, orangutan, chest having ass nigga. Turn your fucking music off. You
bitch. No motherfucking music on.
Shut the fuck up, you big face bitch. Shut the fuck up. Oh, motherfucking animal.
Ooh, how old is that dude with that deep voice?
That nigga like 137. Dead power. They're like 18 billion years old. Like, get the fuck out of here. Fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi face having ass, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, man.
You are so not right.
Fucking, set your Rudy Tomjanovich motherfucking Mike Ditka head having ass, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Snap your head, bitch.
Yeah, bitch, that's why you're older than motherfucking George Bush, ho. You dirty bitch.
You know, that be no why.
Shut the fuck up. You born in 1946, bitch. Bitch, you was in the motherfucking prohibition.
Everybody need love, Nuni. Everybody need love.
Dirty bitch. Hey, Harold. Why don't you drink some water out the river so you can clear your fucking voice up, Harold? Harold.
That shit won't work.
Harold.
What the fuck?
Your real name, bitch. Harold.
Oh, my God.
Harold,
how the fuck can I help you? You calling my fucking government like that?
That nigga sound like Kermit the Frog.
That's wrong.
Rabbit.
Hey, I like Kermit.
Hey, if you like Kermit, why don't you give him some head? Why don't you give Kermit some head so he can say, raw?
Kermit already had some. That's probably why he's saying that now.
He got some hair stuck in his throat or something.
Nah, I don't fuck with hair. I don't do the hair on the pussy.
What?
I don't do the hair on the pussy.
What? His stuff closed
up. Like, y'all like, hey, y'all, that was that nigga I know. You feel me?
I don't do the afros and archer perms on the pussy and all that, but yeah, shave that shit.
Archer perms. Yeah, nigga.
Now, somebody keep your hair so much that they got to need a perm.
I bet the fucking fire in the, hey, nigga, I bet the fucking fire in the heat in your breath burns it all off, nigga.
That's a hair.
Fuck out of here, man. You fucking loser. Loser.
His breath shivered his throat.
Oh, my gosh.
Now that nigga got a motherfucking brick in his throat. Brick throat, goat, bitch.
Well, you know it's the cold and flu season.
Cheers.
We're all trying to stay healthy. You got to have your vitamin C and your echinacea.
Hey man, since your voice so deep, like how do you holler at a woman? What do you say?
Hey bitch, come here, let me eat you. See, with a voice like this, it demands respect, so I ain't got a reason.
He's already raised.
Fear, it's fear, dog. You like a fucking drill instructor from fucking hell.
Hey, I bet you be like, yes, daddy, I got you. Right. Yes, sir. Yes, daddy.
They call him Grandpa.
What you say? You gonna call him Grandpa?
Mm-hmm. She call you Big Papa.
Chili hot chili.
That nigga was born before Tupac was born, man. That nigga was born before Jordan, man. Get the fuck out of here, man.
That nigga
looked like a fucking Ewok.
Not an Ewok.
A wallaby.
You're wrong. Oh, my gosh. I don't see how you have any friends. I really don't.
I wonder if he drive a Cadillac.
Sounds like he would drive a Cadillac, don't it?
He
just sounds like he drive a Cadillac.
No. I bet you it's gray with some shiny rims.
Thank you.
No,
I have to be
white
with the white
bar
on top.
I don't do the round, man.
Maybe you should cough real hard. Just cough real hard.
No, he doesn't have to drive. He's a fucking alligator. He swims in the fucking river. No, he doesn't drive. He swims in the river. He's an alligator. Oh, alligator face, ass. Oh, swimming in the water looking ass, nigga. Fuck out of here.
But the hoes still love me, so I wonder what that could be.
The hoes? Yeah, nigga, that's all you get is fucking $3 hoes, nigga. Fucking alligator fade, bitch.
Well, fuck you. Fuck you.
No, nigga, you can't fuck me, nigga. I don't fuck animals, nigga. You hear me?
You even tell me you had a video shoot coming up either, bitch.
Bitch, I got one in your fucking city coming up too. Is you gonna be in it? Is you gonna be my fucking pet? You gonna be my fucking animal?
When it is, bitch. No, I don't even know where I'm gonna be. That's why I'm asking you that.
Yeah, bitch, you're going to be the fucking animal, nigga. We have a tranquilizer gun out there for your ass.
Are you niggas still going? What did I miss? Are you niggas been arguing? You niggas been arguing the whole time?
Hey, Blizzum.
Yeah, what happened?
You just got clowned for about 15 minutes, nigga.
Did y'all monopolize the whole show clowning each other?
That's
not what I left you to do, Nooney.
Hey, actually, when you went away, I was talking about the video shoot.
Uh-huh.
And this old 612 bass speaker voice, mouth having ass nigga wanted to interrupt and was talking about eating pussy and shit. Talking about like, and when I say eating pussy, I don't mean like licking. I mean like devouring.
Wow.
So I had to get on this motherfucking ass shit. God damn it.
Oh my God. I see it. It must have took a turn for the worse. Everybody's gone off the phone lines.
They laughed so hard, they probably hit the wrong button.
Right.
Hey, man,
Blizzard.
What happened? Yeah.
You have funny times in your show, but I don't think this much laughter as ever went on, man. I don't know. Maybe I missed some. But, bro, it was a laugh going on, man. Like,
I'm going to have to listen to my own damn after party on replay. That's a
hey, man, it seemed like the whole call list was against him.
He was, I don't know. I think he might need a haul.
I don't need none of that love.
He needs some codeine.
I don't know, that might make it worse.
He want us to fuck
an antibiotic. It's not like it's an infection or something.
At first he want us to fuck his old lady, but he don't know that. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Nobody wants your bitch, nigga.
I don't know.
You trying to egg people to fuck the old lady. You want
that nigga is outside about to eat somebody's face off right now. You hear me? That nigga like, I don't want your bitch, nigga.
Right. And his bitch don't want you either.
Hey, Raspy Ross, how do you, I mean, you know, Raspy Ross, I'm not guaranteeing, buddy, but how do you sound when you have sex? What do you say?
But you know what, though? I bet that sounds sexy as hell in bed, though.
Really? Okay, well, hey, you know what? Shay, let's do a porno, and let's do it under the covers so we don't have to have sex for real. We're going to imitate a life, all right? We're going to do under the covers. Hey, listen. Hey, Shay, I want you to say.
Why are you picking?
I want to say, raw, okay?
I put on my sexy voice for you.
Nigga, I'm gonna get out. I like doing again. The women like it when I'm fucking them.
So how do the hey, if that's how the women feel, how do the men feel in prison?
Oh my
hello?
God!
Hey, no, we not ever gonna play like that, little brother. We not ever gonna play like that. That little twist, then you know we don't even play a phone game. What the fuck is that?
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh.
Is anybody else understand him?
Jesus.
Everybody, hello. Somebody just said they can't understand him.
Stop it right now. Stop it.
Everybody, somebody said they don't know what he's saying.
Well, you're going to have to listen to the playback.
Damn, nigga. Man, fuck your face, Jess.
What? I still didn't get it. I'm sorry.
Fuck your couch, nigga. God.
And he didn't say nigga. He said fuck your couch, gorilla. Cause he's a gorilla. He's another gorilla.
Somebody need some bananas?
No, you ain't right. I can see it though. I see it though. I see his image. I see what Nini's doing with that.
I got some more Jello shots in the refrigerator.
Y'all need to make sure that y'all add, if y'all my friends, y'all haven't added my homie Raspy Rawls, by the way. Add your homie Raspy Rawls.
Hey, Hey, man. Hey, all y'all go add that Ray Charles looking ass nigga.
I'm going to add you as soon as I get off the phone.
Mm-hmm. Rusty,
will you be my friend? Mr. Ryan,
will you be my friend?
Yeah, y'all go ahead and add Come on. We'll get it in.
Interesting.
It's all good. We just
I'm going to talk about why motherfuckers be having these goddamn pictures on Facebook that don't look like them in real life at some point.
Oh, hello. You know what?
Not
Let's
me. Mine's all
100%
real.
I'm going to say all my pictures is current.
They be putting them pictures up from when they was little. When they used to look good or something.
Yeah.
Something.
When they was at high school.
Mm, yeah.
Another
like, ain't that
1987?
Ain't that 1990-something style? Mm. Girl, that ain't you.
Man, I don't know. I thought a lot of people been doing that. A lot of people been doing that lately, for real. I've been, you know what I'm saying, befriending motherfuckers.
I can't do that when somebody takes a picture and tags 150 people in it.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, and then you got to get all of those notifications.
Yeah.
Yes, every
time
I'm comment.
Person
commenting
yeah.
on my picture. I don't know them.
Right. And you be like, I don't recognize that name. How they comment on one of my pictures, and then it's a picture you tagged in? I'm like, what the hell ever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, the thing about it is, I hate it because when you tag somebody and shit, the worst part about tagging somebody in a picture is when you go to their photos, then that picture shows up. So, you know what I'm saying? If somebody tagged me in a picture, then when you go to my photos or my profile, the picture you tag me and show up. So, you go to some people's profile, go to some people's pictures, and the first thing you see may be some porn or some shit that somebody else tagged their asses in or some crazy shit. You feel me? It's not even really, and that's the first shit you see when you go to somebody's photos. When you click the photos tab,
get on my nerves.
At the top is everything you tagged in, not your own personal photos. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole tagging me in a photo, unless we cool like that, and still depending on what the fuck it is, I'm gonna remove that tag. I'm just letting
you know
now.
Just ask a person first. All that can be eliminated. Just say, hey, I took this picture. You know, I want to send it to you or something. Don't just send me
the
damn shit.
I'm going to be tagging all of y'all motherfuckers in the Bet the House video. I'm tagging every fucking body. You don't like it? Remove the tag. Goddamn.
Uh-oh.
Move the motherfucking tag. No, I ain't going to tag everybody like that. I only think I'm going to put it on Facebook. Listen. I'm not going to put it on Facebook as a Facebook video because those don't count as hit. I want everybody that watches it to watch it from YouTube. You feel what I'm saying? So I can get the YouTube hit, so I might not make an actual Facebook item where you can like tag people in the video like that. I'm just gonna blast from the YouTube link because I need the YouTube hits and the numbers to stay up. So if I do it on Facebook, all my Facebook people it don't count. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna do it like that. So
I'm not gonna go check on it.
My bad.
You make sure you give us the link so we can post them on our page.
I'm talking about. I'm gonna do that. Like as soon as I put it up there, you can hit share and like, and then you can just everybody your newsfeed.
Yeah.
I go upload it as a Facebook video because then if I do that, everybody that watches it from there, it doesn't on my YouTube hits, and you know it's all about YouTube hits.
Okay. As long as we can tell other people about it and put it on, you know, put the link on our page, we cool.
Yeah. Of course. Anybody got anything else? No.
I didn't get to do my talk here. I had a favorite song.
Oh. What is?
But I don't know if you put it out in 2010, but the Take Shot, that was my theme song for October. That was my favorite song for 2010.
Oh. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
I tell you what, everybody.
Whatever you want.
I still got that in the car.
Ah, yeah, whatever you own. That was my best party song, man. People just fuck the DJ. That song was party. That was a party anthem. You can't beat that.
Yep. That was my theme song.
Shout out to
DJ.
Some of you. Do I got that loaded up? I'm gonna end it with a song.
Okay.
Rent Money Booty.
Yeah.
I ain't got Rent Money Booty loaded up. But I'm playing whatever you want because
that's my stripper song.
What?
That's my stripper song.
Rent Money Booty. That's my stripper song. I make my money off that.
I'm playing whatever you want.
That is a money-making song.
I'm playing whatever you want for Michigan Girl. I'm playing that for my home girl. All right, whatever you want. I'm going to come back to Michigan.
Ooh.
This is Hennessy, my daddy's name Remy. Get my phone, man, buzz on. I don't act silly. I can get wild, really. But today I'm on chill. With a box of cigarellos and a Pokemon pill. Chains on my puppy, so my dogs don't bark. We can clean and pop them all, so the bitches don't hurt. Just playing my part, getting ready for the night. This for big boy riding, all the haters want to fight. We ready. Sipping brown, but we got some white too. I don't know a party girl that don't straight break. I want you to work the stick, show me how you switch gears. Drop it low like you drop it on the floor. It ain't tricky cause I got it, you know, let's go. Next shot,
yeah. Whenever you're on,
straight on the rock.
Whenever you're on,
bartender, don't stop.
To play that because I ain't heard it in a minute, my damn self. Yeah. Party song, man. Fucking DJ.
We all gonna be taking some shots in a few days.
Yeah, you're right. New
I
Year's Eve.
Last night.
Last night
because it's phase one. Yeah. Okay,
shut the hell up. Shut up.
No hate, no hate.
Whatever. Noonie. I don't know if he's still on there. No, I can't even switch. Yeah, I can. Noonie. I don't know. He might have hung up. Y'all got about 1 minute.
Noonie,
oh.
Junior.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, shit. I got about 2 minutes.
Noonie Junior live.
Hello.
How was the doing celebrating?
Hey, I was pushing mute, y'all, because I was around the kids and they was playing the Wii game, so I had on mute, you know.
Wee! So much fun.
Huh?
Rent
money?
Lily.
Yo.
Have fun.
Are we doing the show later?
We can set up any time you want to. I just want to get you trained on taking them calls, cause my show be having like 9 million callers, and you know I don't want you to get all nervous. So what I probably do is get about like 5 people to call in. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You just kind of get a.